full-time FM sports station in Vermont, WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh, 101.3 ESPN.
Happy Thursday, everybody out there in Burlington, Plattsburgh, and the rest of the Champlain Valley. And a happy Thursday it is for a number of people who have come through the state of Vermont. How about Amanda Pelkey, UVM graduate, Montpelier native, now gold medalist. Congratulations to Team USA Women's Hockey on a thrilling shootout victory over Team Canada in the finale, the gold medal finale of the Pyeongchang Olympics last night. Jocelyn Lamoureux with one of the best goals you'll ever see helps put the gold medal around Pelkey's neck and the rest of her teammates. It's Team USA's first gold medal in 20 years back at the inaugural women's hockey event back in the 1998 Nagano Games. And don't forget Michaela Schifrin, the skier and the product of Burke Mountain Academy, took silver last night in the women's combined. Christian Vasquez, Red Sox catcher, he spoke up and out and against the new pace of play rules, and what a brilliant man that Christian Vasquez is. Let's get right into the huddle, everybody. 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. We're always streaming, so take us anywhere on the 101.3 ESPN app.
The Huddle, powered by Reuben James, Main Street in Burlington. Find them online at rjsburlington.com. Now, here's The Huddle, live on 101.3 ESPN, 101.3 ESPN.com, and streaming worldwide on the 101.3 ESPN app.
Good afternoon. You're in the huddle right here, 101.3 ESPN. Oh, and accounted for. Brady's here. Rich is here. Artie's here. How you doing, handsome? What's going on, big boy? What's happening
It's
today?
Baseball season, baby.
Oh, stop
Red
it.
Sox crush Northeastern. Let's go. We're on our way.
I saw it was 4-0 in the
first.
It
was 15-2 at one point.
I said, I'm not doing it.
Wasn't
that.
Even worthy of the SportsCenter update.
They are on their way. Why don't they just hand them the championship trophy now?
I mean, I could have played in that game.
Yes, you
could. No, Brady could have played in that game, I think.
In fact, yes. That game is so ridiculous. Yes. Rafael Devers was younger than 10 players on the Northeastern roster.
Oh, get out of here.
And the coaching staff is just thinking, what if Devers was on our team?
Oh, that's so funny. How was trivia last night? Good crowd.
Oh, it was great. The place was packed. We walked in, and the place was ready to go. And they had there was another huge birthday party there, and your crazy wife, of course, managed to keep all 25 of them in the place for 2 hours when they were ready to leave.
So yeah,
she is very influential.
She's big in the trivia world. There's no doubt about that.
I mean,
she's
there's like 25 people at this table of all ages. Huge birthday party. A couple of big families get together, and she says, "You're not leaving."
No, you're not. No, you're staying and playing trivia whether you like it or not.
But and they had finished their meal. So, but nope. Sure enough,
stay around for the trivia.
Is she that persuasive with you?
I don't want to get into that.
Okay. It's not really persuasive.
Yeah,
it's more...
It's threatening. Yeah, more threatening on
like
that.
Like last week when Arnie wasn't allowed to play basketball with us.
We have game tonight.
Yes.
We have six players or seven? I think six, right?
I thought it was going to be seven.
Who's going to be the seventh?
Tucker's playing. He's back from his broken nose.
But somebody's missing. Phil's not going to be there.
Right. So
seven then.
Okay.
Six. So we'll have six.
All right. So six. So you're over under. I'll go with six.
Okay. Well, five and a half then.
Five and a half.
Easily over. I'm going for double digits tonight.
Of what? Points?
Yeah. Do we play Trimboli's team? Then I'm going for 20.
No.
Ah, damn.
The only thing you would be going for is 20
turnovers
points allowed.
Wow.
for a shower.
I was hoping we'd play his team again, but I guess that's not going to happen. That's too bad.
Nope.
Yeah. Oh, it was only a couple weeks away.
Too bad for them.
I found something I'm so much better than Brady, and it's not even funny. And I
can't wait to hear this.
I don't want to insult anybody because it's going to seem like I'm insulting like half the crew here, but Brady's in charge of our interns.
Yes.
And we have intern Logan, intern Alex.
Yeah.
Alec.
Yeah.
I'm bad and you can't get their names right.
Well, and they're all fine interns, I'm sure. All fine interns, I'm sure. But
Intern Nathan.
Aspiring for a career with no money.
But when I was in charge of the interns in Chicago.
Here we go.
Like 25 years ago? Yeah.
25 years ago, the one intern I hired... she happens to be in the news right now. I showed you a picture of her.
Oh, yes.
She was a former Playboy Playmate model and now allegedly having an affair with Donald Trump many years ago.
So that's okay. So she allegedly had one a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, I just want to
say. So how does that?
I just want you to know, I pick better looking interns than you do.
I was going to say, how does that resume prove that you're better at developing the
business?
Again,
Alec hasn't even met Donald Trump.
No offense against the interns you pick now. I pick Playboy models that have alleged affairs with Donald Trump.
Is she a broadcaster?
Who cares?
Well, I'm just saying. Then you
who
didn't,
cares?
You didn't develop her very well.
No, I didn't. But I said, you know what? I want her to be my intern. And you know what's so funny is one of my bosses put out an old picture of her wearing the 101 Sports shirt. Yeah. And looking very young back then. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I said, where do I know that girl from? And then I read the name. I go, holy cow, that's the one that's supposed to have an alleged affair with Donald Trump. I'm like, oh, my goodness. I go, thank goodness I'm not in the picture or anything like that.
I'm surprised you don't have all CNN and everybody calling you for your recollections.
Who
of
was
her.
Calling me before the show today? KABC and
stuff
like that?
Yeah, he had some big-time network calling him, asking him if he'd go on about Mark Cuban. And you said no.
I said, I can't do it because last night I went on with JT. I went on locally. I went on nationally. People want to, you know, I was going to suggest that you do it, but they're looking for somebody to really
stir the pot
because of what happened with the Mavericks and Cuban,
that's sad. All they want to do is get some guy who's going to get in a huge argument on the air.
I agree with their opinion. I told the lady, I go, ma'am, I'm on another station in Los Angeles. I'm like your competition. She goes, well, we just won't say what station you're on. I go, it's not happening. I can't go out with you. I'm on the competition. So you should have gone on. I would have thrown your name out there.
But you didn't, so.
Next time I will. But
you really want to go on nationally in like the
No, it was KBC. It was KBC.
Yeah, but that's a million listeners.
Yeah, I don't mind talking nationally. I do mind controversy, though.
There's no doubt. There was it was going to be big-time controversy and all that. All right, we do have a lot to get to. It is a real busy, busy show. So, Brady, what's coming up on the show?
Well, first off, I am exhausted. Up until 3 in the morning night watching. What an unbelievable game that was.
Yes.
We're going to talk about it with Robin Flynn. She's a broadcaster at TSN 690 in Montreal.
Nice.
Also a writer for The Athletic in Montreal. She'll join us in 10 minutes. We'll have Big Deal, Little Deal, No Deal at 4:35. Brendan Gleeson, Essex High School graduate and Notre Dame lacrosse star.
Yes.
He will join us at 5.
Did many of his games playing football. He was the quarterback.
Yeah, we'll do a daily spring training update at 5:20. But first, we have to get... We have to start with it, too. What we saw last night was awesome. What we saw last night was great. And look, I know that I know the least about hockey of anybody in this room right now. Compared to the three of us and the intern, I know the least about hockey. But all I know is that the winning goal was one of the prettiest things I've ever seen.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Lamoureux to give Team USA the advantage. First shooter in round 6. Lamoureux swiveling, right shot between the circles, fakes, shoots, scores! Jocelyn Lamoureux! And now it's on 20-year-old Maddie Rooney.
And she got the job. What a game.
It's too bad. The only thing that would have been better is if that had won it, that shot. Because it's like, oh, wait, that's the trouble with shootouts is you get the goal. Oh, wait a minute, we've got to make a save on the other side of it. That's an unbelievable play.
Instant classic. And weren't they going to run in the game again today at like 4:30 or something
were. Yeah, they were playing it.
Oh, just, I mean, I really wish I could have stayed up and watched it, but I was just so exhausted. Oh. I must have watched the highlights 100 times. How could you avoid it? It was on Twitter, Facebook, the TV, ESPN, highlights all over the place. It just gives you goosebumps. I mean, thank God we won because I can only imagine had we lost that game. And Pierre Maguire, getting ripped like crazy over his comments between the second and third period when he was interviewing. I forget who he was interviewing on Team USA. He goes, well, 2014 Sochi, you lost in overtime. You got 20 minutes to go. What's going to be the theme back in the locker room? And I guess everybody said, how dare he?
What's wrong with that question?
Well, you don't bring up 4 years ago
really?
About losing in overtime.
I thought you were going to say he said something horrible.
Let me tell you something. His partner, I forget the young lady's name, just took right to Twitter and destroyed him. Oh, my
just
goodness.
Just for bringing up 2014?
Yeah. I don't know if
sensitive group.
I forget who it was. Her face kind of dropped a little bit, but she was so into the moment anyway. But anyway, it was just a great victory. But there was a lot of things, subplots on this game, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I stayed up until 3 in the morning, watched the entire game, watched the entire medal ceremony, and then finally went to bed. And it was phenomenal. I mean, you just look at it and say, the road that it took for Team USA to get here, and sure, it was 4 years since Sochi. it was 20 years since Nagano when the U.S. won their only gold medal of the Olympics. This is a team and a group that nearly boycotted the World Championships, and they won the equal wages, the equal treatment to the men's team. They nearly sacrificed all of these opportunities to try to better women's sports. They did that. They won the gold medal. They won much more than the gold medal over these last 8 months.
I was thrilled that the game turned out. But, I mean, did we call that or what? And I'm not really proud of it because, of course, you call that. These teams play each other. It's always one goal every single time.
I had a 3-2, I think. I mean, it's score.
Well, it's the easiest pick to make in the world. Is there anything more sure of a thing than Canada and U.S. women's hockey finishing in a close game, a one-goal game? And that's exactly what
happened. The West Coast must have loved it. That started at 8 o'clock on the West Coast. Oh, my goodness.
What a shame. The greatest game in women's hockey history. And, unless it was somebody like you. I mean, hell, my alarm was going off at the time they were awarding the ceremony, having the ceremony. So.
And how about for Amanda Pelkey? I had talked to Amanda Pelkey now 3 times since I've been here. January of 2016, April of 2017, and then right after she got announced the Olympic team, right after New Year's Day. So 3 times we've talked to her. Or January 2017 and then April. So like 3 times within a year. I mean, this is someone from Montpelier who played her youth hockey in Barrie, Vermont, and is now a gold medal. If that doesn't get you excited and played at UVM, I don't really know what else does.
You know what I love is they're very accommodating with their time. I'm talking about the Olympic athletes. I mean, very accommodating. Yeah. They'll go on interviews, and it's great. I mean, the fact that you had her on 3 times. I remember having Phelps on. I was kidding around with him. I go, what do you do with the bronze medals? Use them as coasters? And he's just like laughing. They're just great people. They're great to talk. They're great interviews.
And it's so relatable for the fans around here. This felt like such a Burlington thing, not just because Amanda Pelkey was on the team, but we saw almost all of these girls on both rosters playing in the championships at Gutterson Fieldhouse a few years ago. I mean, if you look down up and down that roster on both sides, there's a lot of players that are still on that team.
Well, Arnie, you're right. I'm amazed at the access that the Olympic athletes give and that the reporters have. I mean, you're going to go talk to Lindsey Vonn and Michaela Schifrin seconds after their run. And, you know, bobsledders come right off the track, and there they are talking. I'm amazed about that. But, you know, this is the kind of thing – and you won't know it for a while, but you wonder if this is another one of those events that spurns a whole generation of girls to get into not only sports in general, but get into hockey. Now, the 99 Women's World Cup is the soccer boom in this country. Yep. I mean, that is the inspiration for anyone now playing. You know, since 1999, it's born out of that Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain team. And a lot of these girls were born out of the 1998 Nagano win, and you wonder just how many people watched that last night and are going to start playing hockey or playing hockey more competitively because of it. That's the kind of stuff that's like, you kind of sit back and you're like, wow, what's going to come from this?
And you sit there and you go, the first thing that hit me, though, was, and I didn't get to watch 1 second of that game. I mean, it's what a shame that it had to be played when it was. But it does seem like the buzz is huge online today and across the country for so many reasons. So that's a good thing, obviously.
Right. I was just going to say, if you want to make your comments on the Tough Air Tire text line, 802-655-6672, 802-655-6672, Brady.
And it was crazy the way the game played out because the U.S. had 3 power plays in the first period. You talk about Amanda Pelkey created the first goal for Team USA because she baited the Canadian player into a penalty.
Yeah, she did. And ended up in a goal.
And it ended up in a goal. But the U.S. had so many chances early on power plays and couldn't even get a shot off because Canada was dominant on the penalty kill. They take the 1-0 lead. Then Canada erases it and takes the lead. And you start wondering, oh, no, had they blown it again? And then in the third period, Canada dominated for the first 10 minutes or so, but from the final 10 minutes of the game, all through overtime, the U.S. was the better team. They were faster, more physical, and they seemed to want it more for the last 20 minutes of play and the shootout.
All right. Again, 802-655-6672. Brady, I know we have Robin Flynn coming up. We have Big Deal, Little Deal coming up, or No Deal, Clean Up Your Act. Who's coming up at the top of the 5 o'clock hour?
Brendan Gleeson, Essex High School product and Notre Dame lacrosse star, one of the best players in the nation.
All right, so I just want to quickly get this out so we can maybe get a lot of text on this or just get some text on this. Rich, the silver medal Canadian team.
Yep.
What's her name?
Jocelyn LaRocque.
Jocelyn LaRocque. Yep. If you didn't see this yesterday, Jocelyn LaRocque immediately removed her silver medal while it was put around her neck. She immediately took it off even before they could take the silver medal and put it on her teammate. My quick thought is this. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I think she's an embarrassment to her country. I would never, ever say threaten her, but I'm telling you, she's been getting a lot of threats, and it is crazy that somebody would do something like that. I think it's a slap in the face to our teammates. I think it's a slap in the face to our country. I think it's a slap in the face to the United States, who won the gold medal. It's a slap in the face to everybody who's worked hard to get a silver or bronze medal in any sport in any Olympics. I know she's disappointed, but what she did was absolutely disgusting. And believe me, the world has taken notice what she did. Does she deserve all that criticism? Some people think there was people that you read that wrote that she's our hero. I now have a favorite a new hockey player. Did I say tennis? I meant hockey player. She took off that silver medal. I find it a damn disgrace, and I think it's disgusting that she did that.
Yeah, no, actually, I'm just looking at a couple of them here. Jocelyn, you are an embarrassment to Canada and Manitoba for not wanting to wear. I mean, you know, ripped it off as soon as it was on. Maybe you should concentrate on less turnovers instead of embarrassing your province and country. Yeah,
you don't do something like that.
Well, especially Canada. Is there a more proud country than Canadians of their country?
And I understand that.
And yeah, I mean, she's getting ripped. She should. And I agree with everything Arnie said. Obviously, the threats part is absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
That's just taking it to a ridiculous extreme. But it does kind of sound like, you know, oh, here we go again. You know, the spoiled, we always win. There's, you know, you can't finish in second because second is last mentality came through. And she went from being somebody nobody knew to somebody everyone knows in 5 seconds.
I want people to have a consistent approach to things like this. I'm tired of this case-by-case study where when it's Tom Brady not shaking hands with Nick Foles, oh, it's okay. He's a competitor. He hates to lose.
That's true.
But then she's an embarrassment to her country.
That's true.
Like, pick one side or the other. Everyone who's a poor sport is a poor sport, or everyone who's a poor sport is a competitor who hates to lose.
But I would say what she did was much more egregious than what Tom Brady did.
Would you agree the visual on it, though, is a lot?
Horrible.
I mean, we didn't see Tom Brady. I mean, this was something that was right there. Why didn't she wait 30 seconds if she's going to do something like that? Wait at least till the camera's off of you.
Well, she doesn't know that. She's not paying attention to that. Look, I will say this. It is not the best visual, but I don't have the biggest problem with it. Now, we give Tom Brady the free pass because Tom Brady's won before, and he knows how to win, and he's a champion, and he can get away with yelling at his coach and yelling at his teammates, and he can get away with not shaking Nick Foles' hand because he's won. This is a multi-time gold medal champion here. This isn't somebody who has never been in this position before. This is somebody who only has known winning on the international stage at the Olympic level. So if you're going to put Tom Brady and LeBron on the pedestal because they're the best ever, she's in that class too.
I'll give you the ultimate question. If it was your daughter, my daughter, Rich's daughter, I'd be in her grill after the game. Said, don't you ever, ever do that again. Ever.
Well,
I'd be in her
grill.
It won't
matter now. She's toast.
Difference between a stern talking to and embarrassment to your country. Big difference there.
Unnamed texter or first-time texter agrees with you. You're wrong, Sheer, in the right. Shut up. You're not the king of the world. Matt says, I agree with Brady. I would have thought Arnie would have liked the move. And Chad in Virgin says, great point, Brady. Agree completely. No free pass based on celebrity of previous accomplishments. And then another first-time texter, I'm tired of you all thinking you know everything.
Think we know everything because we have an opinion.
You can't do that. You can't do that. You cannot. You've embarrassed your country. You've embarrassed us. You've embarrassed every competitor that has ever earned a silver or bronze medal. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, all Arnie's on his high horse, but damn, that was disgusting. And, you know, it's worse than Tom Brady, because Tom Brady, really, you don't have to shake hands. You got to accept that medal. Now, there is one thing. Maybe I'm a hypocrite on this. I loved that the United States men's team never accepted their silver medal when they cheated us out of basketball against the Russians when they inbounded it 3 times. We never accepted the silver medal.
Yeah, and you loved.
I loved it. Our players kept them in a safety deposit box. A couple of players have it in their wills that their grandkids can't even accept their medals and get it out of that box. So am I a hypocrite for something like that? One, we got cheated. This lady's just a sore loser.
Well, she stands out in this, too. That's the thing. It wasn't a team effort. It's not like they all did it. It was just this one person right there in front of the camera who took it off.
This also is partly because it's not an American. If this was an American, you would say...
I'd be hammering her.
I don't think so.
Yes, I would.
Who remembers...
Entitled people.
It must have been in London. Everybody was talking about how great Michaela Maroney was. Remember?
Yes, with the face.
The face she made. Yeah. Hashtag Michaela's not impressed. Or whatever.
Well, Obama did a face like that too, joking around. Remember?
Yeah, but so people were saying, you know, people weren't crushing her, calling her an embarrassment. I just want this to be consistent. Okay, this is a problem if it doesn't fit exactly what you represent. If you're not American, it's easy to crush this girl. If you are American, you would say, yeah, America doesn't want to finish second.
No, that's okay. Not me.
Just a couple more texts. That guy who's been ripping us the first time texting, he goes, I generally don't judge a person by how they act in highly emotional moments. Let's give a pass to those worst moments in people's life. That is actually Vic in Burlington. He put a name on that one.
That was not the guy who was ripping us.
Oh, that's
it
not
just
the...
was also an unnamed texter with a similar number.
The ones who rip us usually are known as unnamed.
Doug in St. Albans, it says here, represents the worst judgment and poor sportsmanship. Spoiled, plain and simple. Don't care who does it. It's not a tennis match. It was the pinnacle of your teammates' effort since birth. And you simply blanked in their soup on a world stage. Hats off. So did I read that?
Well, there's no in between on this, as we expected. So
Look, again, horrible.
My daughter, I wouldn't have done it. Sportsmanship, role models, national stage, international stage. I agree it's not the best look. But to call her an embarrassment to her country, I think is way too strong.
Oh, she's been calling worse, I'll tell you.
Right.
That, yeah.
I think to call her an embarrassment to her country and want her banished and exiled and thrown off the team, I think that's far too strong because far other athletes get the benefit and we just say, oh, they're competitors. Again, look, you know this. You do the national show.
Right.
I promise you that the day of the Super Bowl three years ago, people were crushing Cam Newton for walking off.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right. Cam Newton gets crushed for walking off the podium and being a poor sport. Tom Brady gets celebrated for being a poor sport.
I'll answer your question, though. You said, what if it was an American? An American did do that, and we ripped him to this day, and he's dead now. And I'm talking about Muhammad Ali, who allegedly, he denied this now, where he took his medal, his gold medal, and threw it in the river. Remember that story, Rich? And people call him a draft dodger and stuff like that.
Yeah, the part you're saying, Brady, I agree to a point with taking the other side of things. But the part about if this was an American, she'd be hearing from me just as much. It makes absolutely no – she can be a Hungarian hockey player for all I care.
Exactly. And if you want to give your comments on the Tom Fair Tire text line, we'll read them throughout the show. 802-655-6672, 802-655-6672. Obviously a lot coming in. I'm kind of curious which side you're on this. Arnie, you didn't accept defeat when Brady beat you in basketball. You made a bunch of excuses.
Yes, I did.
But
you hypocrite.
But if you would have given me a medal – if I would have taken it off, at least I would have thrown it at Brady. I would have gone ahead and done something like that.
Now, if you get a last place trophy in your league, are you going to just cast it aside?
And the other thing is, I read this, but Rich, you're also the PC Patrol, another participation trophy. So now here's someone not willing to accept anything but the best, and you're not okay with it.
I just think the optics of it. I think it just looks absolutely terrible. I understand Canadians are incredibly proud, especially of their hockey, but in this situation, I just think it looks bad. A year from now, I'll have no idea if you ask me who Jocelyn LaRocque
is.
I'll have never heard of her. This is her 15 seconds, and she brought it on herself.
We'll get to a lot of texts. 802-655-6672. Brady, what's coming up next?
Robin Flynn. She's a broadcaster at TSN 690 in Montreal and a broadcaster for a number of the Canadian players in the Canadian Women's Hockey League. She'll join us next. Her thoughts on the game and much more.
We're off and running. You're listening to 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo.
30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
If you're a homeowner, there's no better investment than quality windows and doors. Able Paint Glass and Flooring offers a wide range of beautiful, energy-efficient options. From Harvey, Therma-Tru, and much more. And right now, Able is offering special pricing on windows, doors, and our top-notch professional installation service. So make a smart investment in your home. Come talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, and AbleVT.com.
Lots of great choices. I gotta make a decision, man. This one is described as mild, but then there's this one. Inspired Irish Red. Maybe a Kolsch.
Dude, what dating app is that?
Dating site? No, I'm trying to figure out what I want from Goodwater Brewery.
With 9 beers on tap, 4 available in cans, there's a lot to choose from at Goodwater Brewery in Williston. Fill a growler, grab a keg, check out the tasting room, and ask for Goodwater at your favorite restaurant or bar. Goodwater Brewery on Marshall Avenue in Williston.
Okay, body, here's the thing. I'm in charge. We're getting in shape. That's all there is to it. No excuses this time. I'm not going to let initiation fees, an inconvenient location, or intimidation stop me. Well, us. Because we're going to Marketplace Fitness. They're welcoming, supportive, they have no initiation fees, and all classes are included with a membership. That's right, we're doing classes. Location? Easy. The corner of Cherry and Church, downtown Burlington. Oh, don't start. We're going.
Marketplace Fitness. Let them help you reach your fitness goals.
Hi, it's Tom Denneker from Denneker Chevrolet. It's truck time, and everybody loves a great truck. This month, we are offering 0% financing to qualified buyers for 72 months on a brand new Silverado 1500. That's right, 0%. Or we will offer you up to $11,000 on the purchase of a Silverado. Either way, that's a ton of savings. You are not only dealing with the most awarded brand, but you are getting a Denneker deal. Come see why we are the largest GM certified pre-owned dealer, not just in Vermont, but in the entire North Country. Add guaranteed credit approval and free Vermont state inspections for as long as you own your vehicle, and you will have a Denneker deal. Visit Denneker Chevrolet at their state-of-the-art facility on Route 7 South in Middlebury, or visit them at DennekerChevrolet.com.
Find new roads. Denneker Chevrolet.
With studios sponsored by McKenzie Natural Artisan Deli, reminding you that you don't have to settle for lower quality to enjoy natural, antibiotic-free deli meats and cheeses. This is 101.3 ESPN.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
101.3 ESPN weather.
Winter is back on Thursday. The temp holds steady in the mid-20s to low 30s all day. Most will be dry under a partly sunny sky. There will be some light snow over southern Vermont and a few spotty mountain snow showers too. Tonight, partly cloudy and dropping into the mid-teens to low 20s. Friday, wintry mix is on the way, and as the afternoon high nears 40, plain rain. With your forecast on 101.3 ESPN, I'm meteorologist Amanda Tebow. Local 22 and Local 44 News.
It's 28 degrees at 101.3 ESPN.
The Huddle is back. I'm sure you missed us. 101.3 ESPN.
Welcome back. You're in the Huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. It is Thursday, and I'm pretty tired today because I was up until 3 in the morning last night watching the epic gold medal match in women's hockey between Team USA and Team Canada. The U.S. gets the win in the shootout, and we're very pumped about it because UVM grad and Vermont product Amanda Pelkey on that gold medal winning roster. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line now and break down the game with Robin Flynn. She's a producer and broadcaster at TSN 690. In Montreal. She's a broadcaster for the Canadian Women's Hockey League and writes for The Athletic in Montreal. Robin, how are you?
I'm pretty tired and feeling pretty down, I have to admit.
Well, we'll get to the emotions of it in a minute, but just from pure hockey standpoint, what did you think of just what you watched last night?
oh, it totally lived up to the hype. How often are you that amped up for a hockey game? And it lives up to the hype. I didn't think it could possibly get any better than the Sochi gold medal hockey game between these two clubs, but it totally lived up to it. It was a phenomenal game. It was fast. It was so much faster than it was 4 years ago. It just gets better and better every single Olympics, and watching women's hockey grow, it's really a treat.
Yeah, you know, I was going to ask you about that, too, and let's just kind of start there then. I remember soccer, which still hasn't fully taken off in America, but on the girls' side, it took off after the World Cup win in 99. Is this the kind of thing that can really continue to spearhead the growth of the sport as a whole? Because it was an epic game.
Oh, absolutely. It was an epic game, and it's always an epic game. And if you follow these women in between Olympics, it's always epic. When they face off in the World Championship every year, it's really dramatic. When these teams play in the CWHL and the NWHL, you're consistently seeing this level of hockey. So it just keeps getting better. That's the best part. And it's not just Canada and the U.S. who are evolving here. I mean, if you watched the bronze medal game, Finland really put on a show, and their goaltender, Noora Radu, she has to be the best goaltender in the world right now. So you're really seeing the growth in other parts of the world also.
Look, I think anyone who listens to this station will tell you that of everyone on our staff, I am the least hockey inclined, just because I didn't grow up playing it or watching it. So I have to ask you, the shootout winning goal that Jocelyn Lamoureux scored, that has to be one of the prettiest one-on-one moves that you'll ever see, any level, any gender, right?
Oh, 100%. I mean, quite possibly the only thing that was nicer than that was Melody Daou's Peter Forsberg-esque shootout goal just before that, you know? It was really difficult, honestly, as a Canadian who despises the Lamoureux twins, and I only despise them because I don't play for Canada. It's really hard to watch a goal like that because it was just gorgeous. I mean, Shannon Sabados, goaltender for Canada, she made 40 saves yesterday. She was phenomenal. She couldn't have done anything, you know? She just got outplayed, unfortunately, by Maddie Rooney, 20-year-old rookie for America. A lot of people weren't even sure she was going to get the start in gold, and then she goes and puts on a performance like that. It was unbelievable. But yeah, those Lamoureux twins, anytime they step on the ice, anytime they do anything, I just clench my fists, clench my teeth. They are hard to watch.
Now, you talked about you're feeling down today. What's the pulse in Canada right now? How invested are people in the Canadian women's team?
Oh, they are so invested. I think especially this time around because there's no NHL players playing the men's side, whereas all the best of the best for the women are competing. So you are getting the most phenomenal talent on the ice right now. And Canadians are so invested. Canadians, you know, there's nothing that matters more than hockey up here in Canada. And we expect gold. Canada was going for its fifth straight gold medal, and the U.S. spoiled the party. And it's difficult. You know, it's hard to watch also how hard it is for the players who train and work so hard for this to just have it slip away. Canada had a 2-1 lead, Laura Stacey turnover, and all of a sudden it's tied up. You know, they had that gold medal opportunity and it just slipped between their fingers, and that's hard. That's the hard part, is also, you know, covering this sport and following women's hockey as closely as I do. I know every single girl on the Canadian national team. You know, I'm going to have to see them when they come back to Montreal in a couple of weeks, and, you know, I have this, like, I just want to give them a hug. I feel so bad for them, you know? But yeah. I'm incredibly invested, and I couldn't even fall asleep after the game. I was a masochist. I watched the entire medal ceremony. That was hard.
Robin Flynn, she's with us here on The Huddle on 101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. Broadcaster at TSN 690 and for the Canadian Women's Hockey League. And you can read her work at The Athletic as well. You mentioned that you know the players on the Canadian women's team. You know, when we heard about the rivalry and we watched all the buildup, it was all about how these teams had a genuine dislike for each other. But a lot of these players have played together in college. They played against each other in college here in the States. They played together or against each other in these pro leagues. What's the relationship like out of the Olympics?
Out of the Olympics, a lot of these women are friends and are very good friends, especially, you know, Marie-Philippe Poulin, who every American can't stand because she had the last two game-winning, gold medal-winning goals in the last two Olympics. You know, she played at Boston University, you know, part of that Terriers program. So she's got a lot of friends in the U.S. She goes down and visits very regularly. I always see Hillary Knight, Casey Bellamy. They're up in Montreal catching Canada's end games. So these women are friends off the ice, but on the ice, my gosh, they cannot stand each other. And that was very evident when Marie-Philippe Poulin had that, oh, gosh, she got that chicken wing up on Brianna Decker. She should have gotten 5 in a game for that. I was shocked she didn't get ejected. But, yeah, there's definitely no love lost there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the officiating. There was that questionable call. There was the questionable ticky-tack call in overtime that gave the Canadians the power play opportunity with a minute and a half left. And the first power play goal that the U.S. scored, kind of, it looked like Amanda Pelkey, Vermont's own Amanda Pelkey, she might have been the aggressor, and then they got the retaliator, who is the Canadian. What did you think of the officiating overall?
The officiating overall, especially in the first period, where I think Canada got 4 straight penalties, reminded me a lot of that 2002 gold medal game in Salt Lake City between Canada and the Americans, where the officiating just felt heavily slanted in the Americans' favor. So I have to wonder if, you know, later on when there a couple of calls went Canada's way, if the refs were just trying to make up for that really, really difficult first period. I mean, Marie-Philippe Poulin, there's no question in my mind, she had no business playing in that hockey game after that hit on Decker. So I definitely had a lot of questions about the officiating. It wasn't a great game. And then when overtime came around, they just didn't want to call anything. They were just going to let these women play. So it was hard to watch because, you know, if something happens on the ice, it needs to be called. But at the same time, you have to look at the game as a whole. You can't just be calling everything in favor of the Americans. You have to sort of find some sort of balance there. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, regardless of the penalties, it was still an incredible game, right?
So, yeah. You know, and as a non-hockey purist, as I mentioned earlier, I actually enjoy watching shootouts for the theater of it, but you felt like that game was not served justice by ending in a shootout. So is this going to continue the, we have to get rid of shootouts? Because if you go to social media, that's all I read from about 1:30 in the morning until 2:30 was how bad shootouts were.
Well, yeah, and if you look at the NHL, there's a reason they don't have shootouts in the Stanley Cup playoffs, right? They just keep playing overtime until it's decided. And that has led to some of, you know, my best memories as a child watching games that went into triple overtime or they're ordering pizzas in between periods because they're starving out there, burning so many calories. You know, it is unfortunate that it basically came down to a showdown between Jocelyn Lamoureux and Megan Augusto. Which one of you guys can score and can your goalie stop it? And that was how the gold medal was decided. 4 years of work, an entire game, an entire overtime period, and that's what it all came down to. So that part, I understand the frustration, but without the shootout, you wouldn't see a beautiful goal like Jocelyn Lamoureux's. You wouldn't see that Forsberg move that Melody Daou made. So I do enjoy the shootout. I'm not as, like, hateful against it as everybody else is, because there is some drama there, but would I prefer to just see them keep playing OT until it was decided? 100%.
Now, where does Team Canada go from here? What's the breakdown on their roster? How many players are going to age out before the next Olympics? Just kind of, are we going to see these same two teams matching up again in 2022, or is the Canadian roster going to look a lot different?
The Canadian roster will look somewhat different, but honestly, the biggest change happened since the last Olympics. You saw your captain in Carolyn Ouellette step away from the national team. Haley Wickenheiser, who was a mainstay for Canada, she stepped away. So there was a big, big change already. This entire leadership group, they were all wearing letters for the first time. They didn't wear them in the last Olympics. So it's already a new, young team. A couple of faces probably won't be back. Shannon Sabados, the goaltender, this was probably her last Olympic appearance. But, you know, Marie-Philippe Poulin is only 26 years old. She's not going anywhere. She's going to be part of this team for at least another decade. So Canada, the U.S. can definitely fear Marie-Philippe Poulin, because honestly, any game that she's playing in, she is the difference maker. So there will definitely have to be some changes. I'd like to see Melody Davidson, the general manager, address the blue line deficiency. I just don't think that Canada had enough puck-moving defensemen, and they weren't responsible in their own end, so I'd like to see that addressed. And they have to match the U.S.'s speed. The Americans are just way too fast, and they can't keep up.
You know, we'll get you out of here on this, Robin, and it doesn't work this way in the Olympics, but any time a team has a big winning streak and they lose, people will inevitably say, well, it's a relief, the pressure's off their back. And I know the Canadian team is not going to say that at the national level, but just how much pressure are they under up there, and just how much does that have a chance at weighing them down, or do they relish that pressure and expectation?
Oh, they relish that pressure, right? Any professional athlete wants to play against the best to prove that they are the best. So they like that pressure. Obviously, knowing that you're going for the 5th straight gold medal, that's an insane amount of pressure. But the Americans are facing just as much pressure, right? They're trying to stop that streak. They're trying to be the upset, trying to spoil the party, which they managed to do. So now they are the defending gold medalists. They have that pressure on them. Canada is sort of back to playing the role of the underdog, which is a little bit crazy when you're talking about hockey.
Robin Flynn, we appreciate the time again. You can check her work out at TSN 690 in Montreal, a broadcaster for the Canadian Women's Hockey League and a writer at The Athletic as well. So, Robin, we appreciate the time and perspective, and we'll do it again in 4 years, huh?
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good stuff, man. Good. She was great. Robin Flynn, everybody. She's over at TSN 690 in Montreal.
Hey, so Montrealer talking about hockey. I could listen all day.
I'm on that station, by the way. I want you to know that.
You are?
Yeah, I think I am. Look at that. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we're out in the U.S. and Canada. But she was awesome. That was great, man. You want to get a hockey perspective, you just go up to Montreal or
That's
Toronto
for sure.
or something like that. All right, I know we got coming up next, big deal, little deal, or no deal, so we'll get to that right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo.
30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
The all-new BMW X3 wasn't built for everyone. It was engineered for those who share the desire for more. More passion, more ambition, more making every second count. More spontaneity, more curiosity, more venturing off the beaten path. More traveling, more exploring, more leaving your comfort zone and never returning. With a level of performance you expect from a BMW. iDrive 6.0 with an intuitive touchscreen. Available safety features like active blind spot detection and active lane keeping assistant and next generation xDrive intelligent all-wheel drive. The all-new BMW X3 was built to handle whatever road, terrain, or adventure is ahead, no matter what. Because for some, more isn't a maybe, it's a must. Come in and test drive the all-new BMW X3 at your local BMW center today. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Learn more at the Automaster BMW, ahead of the curve. Shelburne Road in Shelburne, Vermont, and at theautomasterbmw.com. Special lease and finance offers available by the Automaster through BMW Financial Services.
You work hard, and you need a truck that works even harder. Heritage Ford has the trucks for you. Trucks that work, really work.
My name is Steve Parker. I'm the president of Clearwater Filtration. Heritage Ford's customer service helps me achieve my customer service. We install home water treatment, and then we also deal with beer companies, manufacturing companies, so it's every end of the spectrum. Clearwater serves from the Canadian border down to just above Rutland County, and then we go into New York State and New Hampshire. We have 5 transits, an F-350 and an F-250. We do carry quite a bit of weight, and we make sure the guys are stocked since we service so many different products. Heritage has always got us in when we needed to and got us out quickly. Heritage Ford has trucks that work and people that work harder for you.
No matter what you're hauling, Heritage Ford has the truck to keep you working. Test drive your next hard-working truck at Vermont's number one volume Ford dealer, Heritage Ford, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, or shop online at heritagefordtrucks.com.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC has paid me to be the Colonel. But if that were true, how would I know my $5 fill-ups are full of a lot of delicious food? How would I know that you can get a real meal with 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit cookie and a drink for just $5? It's not like I could just read it off a script designed to make you hungry. Or could I? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to the huddle. It's time for our newest feature.
Maybe this one will sweep the nation also.
It's time for Big Deal.
Rich, you guys are missing the point. This is a huge deal.
Little deal.
Oh, please, Arnie. This is nothing.
Or no deal.
You guys are both wrong. It's in the middle. How am I even still listening to you?
On 101.3 ESPN.
All right, welcome back. 101.3 ESPN. You're in the huddle. Time for Big Deal, Little Deal, or No Deal, Brady. Big Deal, Little Deal, or No Deal, Brady.
Wow.
That is new intro.
Big Deal, Little Deal, or No Deal, Brady.
Wow.
Yeah, you weren't ready for that.
No, I was reading a text attacking me.
Are you talking about the one Glenn in Moncton?
Yes.
He sent it twice just to make sure you got it the first time.
Well, I'm glad people are listening because they're all mad at us.
Question one, big deal, little deal, no deal. The Boston Bruins have traded Frank Vetrano for a third-round pick. They sent him to the Florida Panthers.
Didn't we have him on the show a couple times?
Twice. Yeah.
Didn't we meet him over at the Bruin thing?
Oh, yeah, Bruin Fan Fest.
They sent him. Yeah.
Who is he again?
He's the short guy with the tattoos.
Yeah, didn't like him to begin with. I knew right when I met him there was a problem with him. No, I'm just kidding because they traded him. No, you know what? Again, it's no deal at all. It doesn't make a difference whatsoever. No. We met him. He's been on the show twice. I still wouldn't know him if he walked in here and said, "Hi, I'm Frank." I go, "Frank, could you get me some water, please?" I would have no idea.
Give me some M&Ms.
I know you talked about him as one of the up-and-comers, but I guess they didn't worry about him. And, you know, maybe they are getting Donato. That's why they made room for him. But it's no deal whatsoever.
Well, this kid's a mystery. I'll tell you. This makes no sense to me. He was up-and-comer, is putting it mildly. If you would ask me if this is a little deal or big deal or no deal, 3 years ago, I would have said this is a very big deal, especially if the Bruins only gave him away for a third-round pick. He had 36 goals in 36 games at Providence. They brought him up. He scored like 18 goals in about a half a season, and everybody said this is the next big name for the Bruins, and he has done nothing in the last year and a half. I think he had 2 points or something this year.
I'll say it's a big deal because it's not this move. It's the move before the big move. The Bruins have... Yesterday, we told you they only had $550,000 in open cap space. Ah. They've opened up a little bit more money. The trade deadline is Monday. Do they bring in a player to occupy that roster spot? Do they have more money available to go out and make a move? Do they want to dangle that third-round pick in a deal to go and bring in a player as well? Or is that third-round pick going to be a guy that keeps the young talent coming to Boston? Losing Vetrano is no deal at the moment, but getting rid of his salary and opening up a roster spot, that could be a very big deal for Boston.
Well, and of course, the Bruins are recouping their third-round pick as well after giving it up for Nick Holden.
Yes.
That trade, a trade that I actually like. But this one, I don't know. We'll see. You thinking ahead. Very impressive.
Yes,
I hope you're right.
Big deal, little deal, no deal question two. The NBA is looking at a possible play-in tournament for the final two playoff spots in each conference. What do you think?
Look, they're trying to be like the NCAA tournament when you have those
first four.
But that's actually not the last teams into the tournament. Some of them are last at large, and the other ones are last even with an automatic bid. But that's beside the point. I don't want to get too
crazy.
It's
sort of NHL-ish, isn't it?
No.
Where you have the last two teams, it doesn't matter what division they're in.
No, playoffs.
Top three, and then the fourth one is okay.
No, they want it to be like the tournament where you know you're supposedly having the first, the worst four in, and then they go ahead and get to play the number one seed and all that. I could barely watch the first four play. It's like a 16 seed, and you know, even though they change it and you maybe get like a team that's you've heard of, this isn't going to work for the NBA. I really don't care. I could barely watch first against the eight when the playoffs start. So I'm going to say no deal on this.
So does this mean, I looked it up, I studied it, and I still came out with nothing. What does this mean?
The seven seed would play the eight. Prospective seven seed would play the eight. The winner of that gets the seven, and then the 8, 9, and 10 will battle it out for the final spot.
So why is it I spent 15 minutes reading this 20-page article, and you just explained it to me
should
in 30 seconds?
Should have asked this earlier.
I don't think that's a big deal. I don't really think that's going to be. I mean, it's already way too long anyway. They're playing for 2 months, like the NHL. So is this going to make it longer?
I'm going big deal also.
Really?
I'm going big deal again on this. Because it's supposed to decentivize tanking. If you have more teams that are eligible for a playoff berth, maybe it keeps the teams more interested, which therefore is better for the sport as a whole. Maybe for the fans, it adds a little bit of extra excitement, a little bit of tournament feel, like you said, Arnie. But I think for the owners and general managers that want to tank, it says, well, now 10 teams have a chance to get in each conference. But ultimately, I don't know that it's going to help viewership because, again, we're still talking about 7 through 10 potentially, and who's really going to watch those teams in a tournament just to see who earns the right to go and get blasted by Golden State. Question 3, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is going to be at Yankee spring training for a week coming up. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
Zero deal. Zero. I mean, so what?
Yeah, there's no chance
What's he going to do there? Just take pictures and sign autographs?
Yes.
Of something he's never going to go ahead and play in his entire life? zero deal on this one.
As if Stanton and Judge taking BP isn't enough to bring lines to Tampa. I mean, I can't even imagine what it's... I'm glad I'm going to Arizona and I don't have to deal with the chaos that Yankees camp must be.
By the way, I just want to say this. Do you think anybody really cares that he's going... 10 times more people would rather see Tim Tebow than him.
I guarantee you it matters in Tampa. I mean, as if the lines aren't big enough now. You add a guy like Russell Wilson and all the Seahawks fans, let's face it, they've become somewhat of a national team. There's a lot of interest, even though you couldn't be geographically any further from Seattle than Tampa is. But I think it's – I'll go with little deal because it's only a big deal down there. And the fact that he's in pinstripes makes it a big deal.
I'll go little deal. I think it's a big deal for Wilson because Wilson's dad was a Yankee fan. Wilson's dad passed away from diabetes. I think it's important to him, you know, honoring his father's legacy as far as on the national landscape. I'll go a little deal. Wilson has won a championship. That's what the Yankees are striving to do. And let's face it, they've got him in there solely to talk to young players about preparation, work ethic, mental toughness, all the things that he excels at on a route to a championship. I'll go little deal overall.
Okay, so you as a Seahawks fan, obviously there isn't a more important player to any team, I'd argue maybe Brady to the Patriots, than Russell Wilson is to the Seahawks. As a Seahawks fan, did that catch your attention in any way, in a negative way, like, uh-oh?
No, because I know that he's not leaving the Seahawks. I know he's there to be a motivational speaker, essentially, for the younger players. So for them, it's important, but overall, little deal. Question four. Burke Mountain Academy graduate Michaela Schifrin won silver in the women's combined last night at the Olympics. Big deal, little deal, or a no deal?
She should have just taken the medal off right away and been really upset about that.
Then it would have been a big deal.
Then it would have been a big deal. It still is a big deal. This is a big deal. She was obviously very happy about it. I mean, look, like I said, gold, silver, bronze, really doesn't make a difference. This is a lifetime of achievement, lifetime of working and going over this over and over again. It's not like an NBA championship where it's year to year, or the NFL Super Bowl or anything like this. This is, you know, you're sacrificing your whole life for something like this. So it still is a big deal to win a silver medal.
It's a big deal to me because somebody who spent a lot of time when I was at Linden State for my 7 years of college, I spent most of it at Burke Mountain. And basically what you see is you go down the trail and you see these people absolutely flying down the side of the mountain. And it's like, oh, they have it roped off. Who's that? And then you realize it's their training.
Yeah.
And the Burke Mountain Academy skiers, it's incredibly impressive. It's a tiny little mountain in the middle of nowhere, and I think it's a huge deal because of that. She's won two. Amanda Pelkey obviously won the gold last night. And Jesse Diggins, who we haven't talked about. You talk about an exciting finish.
Yes.
How many times did you see polls saying the most boring sport of these Olympics is cross-country skiing? If you think it's a boring sport, watch the last minute or so of Stratton Mountain's Jesse Diggins in his cross-country race the other day. I would say it's a big deal, but only locally.
I'll say it's a big deal. No, I think it's a big deal nationally and internationally.
Why is that?
Because Schifrin is the first American woman since 1952 to take a gold and a silver in alpine skiing. So when you talk about sports that the U.S. hasn't traditionally excelled in, anything alpine skiing related is it. And Michaela Schifrin has now opened up a door that we haven't opened since the 50s. This was supposed to be her games where she could win 5 gold medals. That didn't happen, but she walks away with 2 medals overall and the first American since 1952. I think it's a very big deal.
Is there medal etiquette, by the way? Because I know some people will walk up to a guy wearing a Super Bowl ring. Oh, can I try on your Super Bowl ring? And they'll take a picture with it. Are you allowed to walk up to an athlete and say, can I try on your gold or silver medal?
Oh, yes. Kara Lynn Joyce and I, Olympic swimmer, we're very good friends now. So she let me try it on.
Really? Oh, wow. So there is no medal etiquette. You could just throw that on and say, what I won.
Maybe you should ask Jocelyn LaRocque. She'll give it to you.
Question five, staying locally. The Plattsburgh men's hockey team won't be in the SUNYAC semifinals for the first time.
They lost to Fredonia, right?
Can I finish the
question? I'm sorry.
They won't be in the SUNYAC semis for the first time since 1991. Big deal, little deal, no deal.
They know who it's a big deal to, Mr. Emery.
It's still a little deal on this, but I think they lost to Fredonia, right?
4-3, blew a 3-1 lead.
Wow.
Hey, this is just you gloating. Go ahead.
Maybe they were only the number 3 seed anyway. The number 4 seed because Fredonia was the 5 seed.
Maybe your kid could play goalie there.
I was looking at Fredonia. I was checking that out. That's why I was looking at the score. No, I it's still not a big deal. It's just D3 hockey, so I didn't think it was that big.
Wow.
Really? Did I just say that?
That's Arnie Spanier, there of 101.3 ESPN.
I shouldn't have said
it's not a big D3 hockey.
Yeah, that's my kids.
Do you know how many people you just
play
pissed
D3
off?
Hockey. Oh, my goodness.
Arnie, did you really just say that?
Oh, is it a big deal? What was the conference? I don't even know the conference.
The SUNYAC.
It's not like we're talking about University of Vermont or something, you know?
Wow.
Really? Guys, so Norwich, Middlebury, Plattsburgh. Who else did he just infuriate?
Castleton.
I'm just going to sit over here now. Yeah. I'm just going to sit over here.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal because it never happens. It reminds me a little bit, and they haven't fallen anywhere near this far, but it's just like, what happened to Middlebury men's hockey? All of a sudden, they just went off the cliff a couple of years ago. I just remembering the Mike McShane days over at Norwich, and they're staying strong. I've never seen them not good. But
he's still there.
Yes, right. But Bill Beeney, of course, is not at Middlebury anymore. But I never thought in my lifetime I'd ever see Middlebury struggling in men's hockey. It wasn't cyclical with them. They were just always good. And now Plattsburgh is down a little bit, but I guarantee you Coach Emery isn't going to let that last very long.
It's a big deal, as you said, because it never happens. This is a national championship caliber program that didn't even finish 500 in the league this year in the Suniac. That's a big deal.
Meanwhile, the women's team over there is still unbelievable, and the men's basketball team is hosting the Suniac Championships this weekend.
That's right.
So it's all as well across the pond.
Rick in Middlebury says it's time to start the wow for crying out loud drinking game. So,
wow. I like that.
You want to go to the top of the hour?
We can do a very quick clean up your act.
Well, come back, clean up your act right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo. 30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
NorthCountryHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites. Looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here. If your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at NorthCountryHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Delight in the new menu at Junior's Downtown. Now with fresh local ingredients. Homemade soups daily. Brisket sandwiches. Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. And still fan favorites. Pizza, pasta, wings, and salads. Junior's Downtown. 862-1234 Main Street, Burlington.
Hi, this is Jan, General Manager of Synergy.
And this is Karen, a member of Synergy Fitness.
Well, it's great to see you, my friend.
I know. Every time I'm at Synergy, you're busy, busy, busy.
Well, now that everyone has heard about being able to join for $33, we're seeing even more new members.
Hey, do members still get a complimentary personal training session when they join?
They sure do. And they also receive a complimentary 20-minute meet and greet with Pat Murray, our nutritional specialist.
I love Pat.
Yes.
Hey, and a friend of mine just joined. Can't believe all the Synergy group fitness classes are included with every member.
That's right, Care. All 40 of them.
I may have to try one myself.
Hey, I'm going to take a bar class right now. You want to join me?
Definitely. Take me spot, and I'm going to hop into the infrared sauna for a few minutes before class, okay?
Sounds great. Synergy Fitness, 426 Industrial Avenue, Whitecap Business Park in Williston.
Or visit Synergy's new website at synergyfitnessvt.com.
Remember, Care, tell your friends. For only $33, they can join Synergy Fitness.
I sure will. I have lots of them.
Oh, got to get the last word in, Erickson.
Back to the huddle, where you can give us your take at 802-655-6672. Providing Arnie shuts up long enough to let you get a sentence in. 101.3 ESPN.
All right, welcome back. You're in the huddle right here, 101.3 ESPN. Remember, Brady will have a Sports Center update coming up at the top of the hour, but time for Clean Up Your Act. Do we have music for Clean Up Your Act?
Yes, right here.
Time over. Clean Up Your Act. Clean Up Your Act.
It's right there.
Oh, that's the music? I thought it was Car Wash.
Oh, my God. No, oh, okay. I'm not playing Car Wash.
Let me go first, because mine's a serious one, so I'll just get right to it. The Mavs, Mark Cuban. You've heard what's going on. Mark Cuban needs to be forced to sell his team. There's a difference between what Donald Sterling said, which was heinous in act already, and he was forced to sell the team. I don't see how Mark Cuban can be even considered to be keeping an NBA franchise. I don't even want to watch Shark Tank again. It disgusts me. He let it just purposely turn his back to something that is unacceptable. So, you know, me saying clean up your act won't even do it justice, but clean up your act, Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks.
All right, I'm going with the Tampa Bay Rays. Their owner, their GM, Steven, whatever, Spielberg or whatever his name is, and I know it's not him, but they, in the last month, have given up Jake Odorizzi. Yes, the other day was Corey Dickerson, all-star, 27 home runs last year to Pittsburgh. Evan Longoria, see ya. Steven Souza, gone. He's off to Arizona. And now the owner wants a new park. I've got a better idea. How about you just move to Montreal?
Wow. Take a drink on that.
I mean, there's nothing left of that team. That's like guaranteed for the Yankees and Red Sox of about 17 wins.
They
extra.
Do have Kevin Kiermaier and Chris Archer.
Well, they have Archer.
Isn't it funny if you tank in baseball, it's okay. But it's not okay in the NBA.
But in the meantime, they want a brand new park, and they want the public involved in it on the other side of Tampa Bay, which makes a lot of sense, actually. But I just still don't think they're going to draw any people, especially since they're going to lose every game.
Clean up your act, Sepp Blatter, the former yes. FIFA World Cup president. I'm in a very international mood right now. So he tweeted that he wants everyone to reject the idea of the U.S. getting the World Cup in 2026 and wants to give it to Morocco. I don't know where Morocco is, but I think we should have the World Cup over them.
I am the boss of everybody. Remember when he said that?
That's right.
I am the boss of everybody, so there.
Has that guy ever done anything that anyone liked ever in his life? Every time I mean, this is like his third appearance in Clean Up Your Act, and we've only had it going for, what, a few months?
What does he do now?
Besides I don't know. He's just disgraced? banned from international soccer.
Should be banned from anything, everything.
We have a bladder problem.
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Clean
I'm here all
up
week.
Your act. And, yeah, there's a lot of people we certainly could have done that about, no doubt about that. All right, Brady, you're going to have a SportsCenter update, and then who are we going to talk to after that?
Brendan Gleeson, Essex High School product, one of the best lacrosse players in the entire country.
And we'll tell you where we're going to be tomorrow. That's going to be a lot of fun. So all that's coming up next right here on 101.3 ESPN.
If it has to do with sports, we're talking about it. WCPV, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh, the sports station, 101.3 ESPN.
It was a gold medal last night for Team USA in women's hockey in the Pyeongchang Olympics. Congratulations to Montpelier native and UVM graduate and former standout Amanda Pelkey. She captures gold with the U.S. team for the first time in 20 years. It was a shootout win for the Americans. Also, congratulations in order to Michaela Schifrin, Burke Mountain Academy product, who captured silver last night in the combined and the women's alpine events. Lindsey Vonn finished in fourth, well, finished out of the medal podium after she failed to get down on the final run. Rich, could you do that?
I wasn't even listening. What?
Wow. Wasn't listening.
Somebody
wow.
fell down?
No, Lindsey Vonn couldn't do the slalom. Could you have finished the slalom?
I could have absolutely finished the slalom. Yes, in about 10 minutes.
Yes, so that was that. Spring training.
Take your time. You'll get there. It's like that snowboarder who decided not to do any tricks, the, quote, Hungarian.
Spring training update. I don't even remember what the final score was, but the Red Sox defeated Northeastern. It was like 100-0 at one point. It was 15-2 at one point. There was a grand slam for the Sox in that game. A poor Northeastern kid couldn't throw any strikes. So Russell Wilson's going to be at Yankee spring training for a week, and we're going to talk to Brendan Gleeson next. He's one of the best lacrosse players in the country, and he's from Essex High School right here in Vermont. He's with us next. Donald, 101.3 ESPN.
Are over and the guys are back. The Huddle with Rich, Arnie, and Brady on 101.3 ESPN.
Wow, cruising right along right here. You're in the Huddle on 101.3 ESPN. Who said that? And says, now you guys have me saying wow on the Town Fair Tire Texas.
Take a drink.
You guys have me saying wow all the time. Thanks. Great win, USA. That's Chris, the Mets fan. And you and Rich are under attack, Brady.
Yeah, I just got hammered for saying Elizabeth Swainy, the Hungarian halfpipes snowboarder, is actually a skier. Sorry, she had two boards on her
Brady,
feet.
Can you read that? Because I can't get the whole thing, the whole gist of it, but I think he's ripping you and Rich about what you said about the cross-country skiing. So can you read that one? Because he's taking shots at both of you.
What? About the fact that it was an exciting finish?
I don't know. Read it, Brady. Read
it. He just says that we haven't talked about Jesse Diggins enough, even though we just did that about 8 minutes ago.
No, yeah. But
and he says you guys don't even congratulate high school or UVM.
Oh, my gosh.
UVM multiple NCAA champs, D1.
Did
they not listen to the morning?
Wow. But I said, you know,
he just wants to know about cross-country skiing. He's talking about specifically about skiing.
Okay.
Well, we do that the cross-country skiing update every day, don't we? Do we not do that? I told you I wanted to do that, guys. What's wrong with you?
Like I said, all the polls say that's the boringest sport in all of it.
Wow, what are you doing? The guy's going to attack you.
I don't care. It's also something none of us could do because it's you've got to be insanely fit to participate in that. It's exhausting just watching it.
I would invite him to have listened to the Cat's Den 2 weeks ago when we talked with the Nordic skiing coach at UVM. We talked all about cross-country skiing. So I would implore you to go to 101.3 ESPN.
See, he never would have attacked us if we hadn't just brought it up and said how wonderful the finish was.
Well, he says, I listen to you guys every day. Love sports. I wish you would expand your knowledge on how many kids work their butts off on cross-country skiing. So
I love it. A 15-minute feature every day.
You know, I'm not kidding. I want to try it now because I think it's kind of easy, and it's the only thing I could do without falling down.
Try doing it for that long at that pace.
You know, I just want to kind of do it like around my house, you know, stuff like that.
Unfortunately, there's no snow anymore.
Patrick Weaver, the Nordic coach of UVM, was on the Cat's Den 2 weeks ago, so I implored you to go to the website.
Look at you. I never would have known that. I did not bring that back up.
Wow, thanks for listening.
I listen all the time. I just
take a drink.
I didn't even know who Frank Vetrano was, and I met him twice, and we had him on twice. I don't even know who he is.
He's a cross-country skier, isn't he?
Brady, tell everybody he's coming up right now with us.
Well, first, tell everyone where we're going to be tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, where we're going to be tomorrow. This is exciting.
He just sends it right back to you. I don't know where we're going to be. You tell him, Brady.
But I went down there a couple of days ago.
Goodwater Brewery in Williston over on Marshall Ave. Fun spot. It's the second leg of the 101.3 ESPN Winter Craft Beer Tour. And the beer is good. They've got 9 different kinds, 4 of which you can buy in cans. They've got some great swag down there. I'll tell you what, if I was ever going to buy a sweatshirt or something from a brewery, this would be the place to do it. They've got some great stuff. They're brewing the beer pretty much right in front of you. You can see it. Very, very cool spot.
And my boy Marty, for years, I sit next to him at McGillicuddy's, and he keeps trying to get me to try his product instead of Budweiser. You know what? Tomorrow, I'm going for it. Tomorrow is the day.
Right. Really, really
good. Come on
down.
We'll be there 4 to 7, right? So 4 to 6, and then Champlain Valley Game Night from 6 to 7. I'm going to make you stay the whole hour, though. I'm not gonna give you off.
I appreciate that.
I've been way too nice over the last couple weeks, giving you like half shows.
Well, you're
going to
give me
that.
Like 6 months off, basically, when the Red Sox start. So.
That's true. That's because I'm too kind. I'm way too kind.
You are.
Yeah, tell everybody now who's going to come up on the show. Go ahead.
Well, sitting on the phone line waiting for us to finish this ridiculousness is Brendan Gleason. He's a Notre Dame lacrosse player, Essex High School graduate. He had a goal and an assist in Notre Dame's season-opening win. And by the way, last year, 2017, All-ACC tournament team, and last year, second on the team in goals. Brendan Gleason, Essex High School graduate with us now. Brendan, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Brady?
Good. I appreciate you joining us. Good to have you back on the local airwaves. And start with this. Kind of set it up for me. How did you end up at Notre Dame?
So I've got a little bit of family ties to Notre Dame. My dad actually went to grad school here back in the early 90s and was an assistant coach under Coach Corrigan. And then back 2008-2012, my cousin came here and played here. So I've just kind of always been a big fan of Notre Dame for my life, and got an opportunity to play here, and it seemed like an easy decision.
Now, from what I understand, you did not go to South Bend with a scholarship offer. So did you pass up guaranteed scholarship offers to go play at Notre Dame? How did the recruiting process work?
Yeah, sure. So I was I definitely wasn't like a big recruit. Kind of got overlooked by a lot of teams. So I didn't really have any scholarship offers. There's not quite as many scholarships in men's lacrosse as, a bigger sport like Division I football. Yeah. But definitely there still are. I guess Notre Dame was definitely far and away my best option, kind of regardless of the money standpoint. It gave me the best opportunity to match my athletics with academics and be in a great, great spot in a great university.
Notre Dame is one of the most accomplished men's lacrosse programs, really, of the last decade or so. You've been to multiple NCAA tournaments already. What were those experiences like?
It's been unbelievable, really. Came here. We have guys from all over the country on our team. Guys from California, Michigan, down in Florida, Georgia, like Texas, really all over the place. So just kind of like getting to play with guys from everywhere and becoming really close with some of those guys and just, sharing the camaraderie of going to work every day at practice and then, working towards that common goal of winning a national championship. It's really been awesome, and getting the opportunity to be pretty successful in my first couple of years as a team and go to the NCAA tournament and make it to the quarterfinals has been pretty cool. We travel to some cool places. We play in all sorts of different venues, so it's really been awesome.
You had 5 goals last year in an NCAA tournament win. You're a junior this season. what would it mean for you to keep pushing the Irish program forward and maybe get back to a Final Four type setting?
I mean, that'd be awesome. That's, you know, that's our goal from day one when we come in the fall is to get back to get back to Foxborough this year and play for a national championship. So, you know, I haven't gotten the chance to experience that in my first 2 years. We've lost in the quarterfinals both years. So, you know, I think myself and all the other guys on our team, you know, especially guys in my class who haven't gotten the chance to experience it yet, and guys younger than us are definitely itching to get to the Final Four and play for a national championship. So, you know, it'd be awesome if we were fortunate enough to have the success and get there this year.
What's the experience like of being a student athlete at Notre Dame, from the Golden Dome to football Saturdays to a great basketball program to yourselves? What's it like just being in South Bend?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to describe until people come out and see it firsthand. It's really a lot different than I would have expected, but in the most positive way. You know, all fall we have like 5 or 6 home football games a year, which are just awesome because the whole campus is buzzing. There's, you know, hundreds of thousands of people here to watch the game and tailgate and do the whole nine yards. So it's, the energy is just awesome, and it's really like nothing else. And, you know, getting to have some success with our basketball teams and our hockey teams over the years as well is cool to, you know, go and watch some of those guys that you're in class with and some of those guys you're buddies with.
Brendan Gleeson, he's with us here on the Huddle on 101.3 ESPN. He's a Notre Dame lacrosse player. He's a junior. Last year, a member of the All-ACC tournament team, and he's an Essex High School graduate. You mentioned that you were an unheralded recruit. I would have to mention, I have to imagine, rather, that part of that is because of where you are from up here in Vermont. What does it mean for you to represent Vermont on the national stage? Because, you know, you just don't see many D1 athletes coming out of here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, lacrosse is, Vermont's definitely not a hotbed, you know, when you think about places like Maryland or Long Island or upstate New York. But I guess it's pretty cool to see, you know, a kid coming out of Vermont and having a little bit of success, and, you know, kind of showing that even though we may not have the biggest pool of talent, whether it be lacrosse or really any sport playing at the D1 level, there are kids that are capable of playing at the highest level around the country. So, you know, I guess it's kind of good to just be a testament to some of the talent that we do have in Vermont, and hopefully open up the eyes of some coaches, you know, down the road for other guys to get some opportunities.
How did you get so good playing in Vermont? Were you able to stay local and play your off-season lacrosse in the area? Were you traveling all around the East Coast on weekends throughout the summer? How did it work for you?
Yeah, you know, it's different for everyone. It's a little bit different, but definitely requires a lot of travel. You know, just getting better and then also just getting your name out there and getting noticed by coaches. So yeah, a lot of times you got to go down to the tournaments in Maryland or, you know, go play in the Boston area, go play on Long Island, play wherever you can to just hopefully get noticed and get better every time you play. And, you know, a lot of it kind of comes down to it being on your own shoulders and kind of taking the initiative to say, I'm going to go out and work on my game, you know, by myself, because I may not have the opportunity to play, as often up here, just in Vermont, you know, with the way the weather is and just not having as many travel teams or as many, you know, players that play as some of the other locations. So you just kind of got to take it upon yourself to set a goal of playing Division I lacrosse if that's what you want to do, and then, you know, making that goal a reality.
You know, we talk about you guys at Notre Dame looking to get to a Final Four opportunity, looking to get to a national championship opportunity. You guys play in the ACC, and when I think about college lacrosse, I'm thinking about Syracuse and Duke and Virginia and UNC, and these are the schools that you guys are battling against and beating in a lot of cases. What's it like to play against some of the blue blood lacrosse programs and be successful?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty cool, and you know, it really brings out the best in us. I think we get really competitive when we're playing the ACC schedule because we know it's the best teams in the country year in and year out. It's the most competitive conference in the country. And you know, we know that every week we got to prepare for an absolute battle. So, you know, on top of playing all those blue bloods in the ACC, we also play, I mean, one of the hardest, if not the hardest, out of conference schedule in the country. We're playing teams like Maryland and Ohio State, who played for the national championship last year. So really just every week, you know, coming to work and going to practice and watching film and doing whatever every day to be the most prepare that we can come Saturday, knowing that those teams are doing the same thing because they want to beat us just as bad as we want to beat them. And it really is just, you know, it's exciting, and you come out with a lot of energy on the weekends, and it's just it's a lot of fun to be competitive and, you know, come out and want to beat those top tier teams every weekend.
Brendan Gleason, he's here with us on the Huddle. Essex High School graduate and a Notre Dame lacrosse player here on 101.3 ESPN. Let's go back to memory lane a little bit. You played three sports in high school at Essex. You won a state championship in hockey at Essex. What was that experience like for you?
That was awesome. Thinking back on that, every once in a while, you know, if I see an article or something on Twitter or whatever of the Essex hockey team, I remember, you know, playing at the Gut and winning the state championship, and that was an unbelievable experience playing with, you know, those guys who I've played with since kindergarten. Some of those guys we've been playing together forever. So, you know, to finally have that culminate in winning the state championship our senior year and the way we did it, I think winning in triple overtime it was pretty awesome.
You captained all three teams, lacrosse, hockey, and football, in your senior year. What did that teach you about leadership as you advanced your skill set to the college level?
Yeah, it definitely gave me some good experience at being a leader, especially playing those two different sports and having kids kind of all over the place, having a huge football team and then having guys from all different grades, you know, freshmen through senior in high school on all the teams. Definitely kind of gives you some experience and some skills in dealing with different people in different ways. And then just, you know, leading yourself in the best way you can to lead by example and leading others, kind of dragging along with you. So that definitely has translated over to playing in the college game because you got to come out and give your best every single day. It's really every practice is like a tryout, because you're working to try and get some playing time. So, you know, just bringing your best every day and having that rub off on others is definitely a good quality to have.
Brendan, we'll get you out of here on two more questions. Do you ever pay attention to what's going on back at home at Essex? Do you ever pay attention to what happened, you know, what's going on at UVM? A lot of buzz in the athletic department. How connected are you now to your home area?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely keep an eye on it. I wouldn't say I'm, reading about it every day, but I follow some of those accounts on different social media platforms. So I see, the articles that come through on the Burlington Free Press, whether it be hockey season, football season, or spring season with lacrosse. I'm keeping an eye out. And then, like you mentioned, there's a couple buddies who I've played with in high school, played with and against, who, now play at UVM, and just guys I've gotten to know pretty well. So I definitely like to keep an eye on them and see how they're doing. It's a little bit of, hometown pride, yeah, knowing that UVM's actually doing pretty well this year. They're off to a pretty good start. I think they're ranked in the top 20, actually. So it's good to see that for the state and good to see them, getting better each and every year.
Yeah, they're 4-0. And Brendan, we'll get you out of here on this. Outside of your family, because that's always going to be the number one answer, what's the first thing you do when you come back to Vermont for the summer? Is it a place to eat? Do you go into your old high school? What are you doing outside of family stuff?
Usually I'm reconnecting with some of my buddies from home. I've got a pretty good group of guys who I was great friends with in high school, so it's good to see them. And then I always like to go back and see Coach Cork back at the high school, because he definitely was a huge positive impact on me, even from the start of my freshman year playing with him on the JV football team. He was always a great positive influence on my career in high school and even before that, and he's just a great friend, so it's always good to see him.
Brendan Gleason, Notre Dame lacrosse player, Essex High School graduate, a member of last year's All-ACC tournament team, second on the team in goals and had a goal and an assist in the Irish season-opening win this year. Brendan, we appreciate the time. We appreciate the success. A lot of people back here rooting for you, and we'll talk to you again.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Brady.
All right, there you go, man. I'm ready to play a little cross, baby. Let's do it, man. That's awesome.
I remember that guy's a serious athlete. I remember he was a very good quarterback for the Essex football team. I did a bunch of his games. So
yeah. Not, as you said, Brady, not a lot of lacrosse going up in this neck of the woods, or at least not D1
not,
type
not
lacrosse.
That level. And yeah. And he's one of the best players in the country. Yeah. I mean, one of the best players in the country. When you talk about being the second leading scorer on Notre Dame. Notre Dame got to the Final Four just 3 years ago. I mean, they had a kid nominated for the Towariton, which is the lacrosse equivalent of the Heisman Trophy. So that's a good program.
Albany had a good team. They had those, what was it, those twins that nobody else wanted?
The Thompson brothers.
Oh, wow.
The Thompson twins.
Yeah, those guys.
Remember that band?
But that was a while ago, though, wasn't it?
They graduated 3 years ago, but they have another player this year. His name is Tahoka Nanticoke, and he's from the Onondaga Reservation, the same one that Lyle and Miles were from. they think that he's going to break the all-time NCAA scoring record. He had 5 goals in his first game the other day against Syracuse.
Are they, so, but they're not. They never get to the finals or anything like that. The quarters. Or?
This year, they're number 2 in the country.
Oh, look at that!
They've been to the NCAA quarters multiple times. They never gotten to the Final Four.
I see that Johns Hopkins has a good team. Yeah, they're always good.
Well, my sister went to Hobart. It's just this tiny little school out in the Finger Lakes, as you know, Brady. And they're Division I in lacrosse.
Yes,
just this tiny school. There are certain schools, and Johns Hopkins is a classic example of it, are always good in one sport, and it's lacrosse.
Yeah, which goes to show you could be in any division, in any league.
Yeah.
When I talk about UVM moving up, you're like, well, wait a minute, don't they all have to move up? No, they don't.
So there you go. We just spent the last hour talking for all these people that say we don't talk about the fringe stuff. Women's hockey for a half an hour, followed by cross-country skiing and lacrosse. There you go.
Happy non-football season.
We have been football, baseball, basketball free
today. I could have done without the cross-country skiing.
Nice going.
I could have done without that.
We'll hear about that.
Because on the top for entire tick sizes, Arnie would be a faceplant in 2 strides in the cross-country skiing.
By the way, I did cross-country skiing in 4th grade as part of a school project.
It's hard, man.
No, I fell and could not get up because the skis were so crossed. The entire hour we were doing it, I just spent trying to get up.
It looks easy. You just kind of have fun.
It's not easy when you're pushing it hard the whole way. That's got to be the most exhausting sport in the Olympics.
I would just want to go downhill.
You would.
Not steep downhill, just like a slight decline. You know what I mean?
The easy way out.
Yeah, the easy way out. Exactly. Brady, what do we got coming up next for crying out loud?
It's our daily spring training update. We'll go to Red Sox camp.
All right, that's next right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo.
30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
Make Candy Chevy off Exit 20 in St. Albans your truck headquarters. We have the largest selection of Silverados in the North Country. Short on time? Shop online at getasilverado.com to see all the new special editions and great deals.
Not sure what brand snow or all-season tire to buy? Town Fair Tire has them all. Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, Toyo, Yokohama, Hankook, and more. With over 400,000 tires in stock, Town Fair Tire has them all at the lowest prices guaranteed. No matter what size or brand, Town Fair Tire beats all the competition, even online prices. For name brand snow and all-season tires at the guaranteed lowest prices, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair.
With studio sponsored by McKenzie Natural Artisan Deli, reminding you that you don't have to settle for lower quality to enjoy natural, antibiotic-free deli meats and cheeses. This is 101.3 ESPN.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
101.3 ESPN weather.
Tonight into Friday, we're partly cloudy, chilly, and dry. Lows will fall into the upper teens. You may run into some light snow before midnight if you're driving south. Friday, we're partly to mostly cloudy. Rain and snow showers off and on through the day. High temperatures climb into the low 40s. Friday night into Saturday, mostly cloudy. Rain continues. Lows in the mid-30s. Saturday, showers early, becoming partly to mostly cloudy and dry during the afternoon. Highs in the low 40s. With your forecast on 101.3 ESPN, I'm Chief Meteorologist Sean Parker with Local 22 and Local 44 News.
It's 26 degrees at 101.3 ESPN.
Step one, watch sports. Step two, talk about sports. Now, back to the huddle on 101.3 ESPN.
Let's go!
All right, welcome back. You're in the huddle right here, 101.3 ESPN. You see, Brady's not here right now. I could turn on the music. I know how to turn on the microphones. I'm not so inept there, Rich, and I can't even turn on the microphone and learn how to use the buttons. You think that we wouldn't even have a show if Brady wasn't here, for crying out loud. You go. You see? Isn't that that tough?
Okay.
You push it. You see where the button says on?
I hope he's all right.
You see where the button says microphone on?
Yeah, he's probably locked in the bathroom or something.
Hit the button that says on. That's what you got to do.
Let me turn his mic off.
But it's so funny because Brady makes it sound like, oh, what would you guys do without me? How would you get on the show?
Well, there'd be no reason in the show.
I would walk around.
He's the voice of reason.
I would walk around the desk and I would hit the button that said on. Microphone on, and I would figure that out.
I can assure you there's more to it than that.
No. You see where it says microphone one, which is mine, and microphone two is yours?
Right.
Hit the on button for microphone one, and then you put your finger over to microphone two and hit the on button on that one, too.
Wow, where is he?
You like that?
I'm a little nervous.
No, the last time he was this late, he split his head open and had to get five staples.
Oh, that's right. There he is.
Yeah, remember. So, Brady, we hit the on button ourselves. It's so difficult.
You figured out how?
Yes.
You
obviously,
okay?
You see the button that says on? That's what we hit.
I see you had the music. You didn't turn the music off.
No, I didn't. I just turned
it down. I yelled
at
him. I turned off the music, Rich. Turn off the music.
Did I have you scared?
No,
well, I was thinking
you
were passed out in the bathroom or
something. I was laughing. No. I was hoping that something bad happened and that you'd split your head open again and we'd have to...
You were hoping for that?
Well,
really?
But that was so much fun last time.
What's wrong with you?
Because he had five staples and we were giving away a free t-shirt if they could guess how many staples he had.
All right, so he gets hurt, slips in the bathroom or whatever, falls down the stairs. You only have how many players for the game tonight? See, that's what... Now it matters.
Because I'd get more shots.
You don't care if he spends a month in the hospital. You only care that he plays tonight.
Well, last time he did this, I said, we will give away a t-shirt to whoever guesses how many stitches he got. And somebody guessed five, and they were right. It was actually five staples. So.
And now, of course, the big thing is every time we say, wow, you have to take a drink.
Arnie,
so that started today.
Arnie practicing hitting the microphone button off. No, I don't do that. I don't hit the microphone button off. I only hit it on. No. We don't need it off. Brady, what's going on in spring training? What's happening in a little baseball?
Well, the Red Sox playing today, and let's get the music right.
See? I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that either. I told my buddy JT last night on his show that we were talking Red Sox Yankees for an hour. He was jealous. I go, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. I'm jealous that I don't get to talk about it.
Well, the Red Sox currently playing a doubleheader today. They lead Boston College 2-0.
Yeah.
That comes after the whitewash that was earlier today. To be honest with you, I don't even know what the final was.
It was 15-2. Final score. I have the lineup here. Some kid named Kyrie Washington hit a grand slam for the Red Sox.
Yes. Kyrie!
Yeah, another Kyrie.
Love Kyrie. Yes.
And how bad do you feel for this kid? The Northeastern starting pitcher, who was a freshman, walked his first five hitters. Why do you put an 18-year-old kid at JetBlue Park in a packed house against the Red Sox? And, I mean, their lineup was, it was Bradley Benintendi, Devers, Moreland, Swihart, Holt. I mean, these are real Red Sox players.
They're real players.
So he couldn't throw a strike. He walked the bases loaded, walked in two or three runs, and that was it.
And I bet he's kicking himself, even though it was like an exhibition game. He's kicking himself. Really, right
and
now.
You got to figure, too, though, that they're not playing. Now, would Northeastern like to try to beat the Red Sox? Then sure. But they can't play this game straight up to win either because they got their own schedule and their own pitching rotation to go with.
But, I mean, I do feel bad for that kid. I mean, that's something that
it's horrible.
I mean, he's never, ever going to be in a situation like that again. Kids dream of something like that. He goes out there and he can't throw a strike.
Until next year. He'll get next year.
Yeah,
Jeff at Plattsburgh said Brady has staples again. What happened? Is he okay? No, he doesn't have staples again. He didn't split his head open like he did last time. Everything's okay.
Yeah, right. Where were you, by the way?
I had to go to the production studio and record a commercial.
Production studio?
Oh, yeah. Amanda dragged you in?
Where's the production studio?
It's right across the hall.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's been across the hall for 25 years.
Yeah, so I had to go to the production studio. Gosh. Other news and notes out of Red Sox spring training. Couple of interesting things. Evan Drellick, NBC Sports Boston, pointed out a couple of more revelations about J.D. Martinez. They are going to let J.D. Martinez play the outfield at times. And it's not going to be a regular thing. Betts, Bradley, Benintendi, those are the guys. But Martinez isn't only going to be anchored to that DH position. I tell you what, I'm not averse to him playing outfield early on in this contract. But you just can't have him there long term, and I don't think they will. So I don't think this is much of a deal.
Can you explain to me, and they were telling everybody in Boston media was like, no big deal, don't panic, which is kind of odd for Boston media because that's what they do. on a daily basis, but the fact that he has yet to pass his physical.
I know. They said, though, that multiple days is customary when you're talking about an off-season acquisition. They said in-season they get through them much quicker. My guess would be that's because the player's already been cleared for activity by another organization. That's my guess.
But, I mean, what if he has a finger problem? What if his toe hurts? Do they blow up the whole thing and say, no, J.D. Martinez, and he's gone?
No, you still take him.
See, that's the other thing I don't understand, because I'm with you that if he had something wrong with him, you would think, okay, the contract's voided. But the Patriots could take Martellus Bennett with his shoulder falling out of his body and pass him through a physical, so I don't understand.
What about the trade that the Celtics pulled off? And they said they came back and they wanted more because Isaiah was hurt a little bit more than they ever even thought. Well, that's too damn bad.
And didn't they sweeten the pot slightly?
They gave another draft.
But not the first.
But you wonder if you're the team doctor, that's a lot of pressure. What if he does have something that is a little bit alarming? Do you want to blow up this entire thing?
I don't know. The other thing I thought was interesting was Drellick pointed out the Red Sox did not want to give him two opt-outs. So the willingness on the Sox part to give an opt-out after both years 2 and 3, that was reportedly the tipping point that allowed Martinez to sign here. Seems like a small price to pay for me. We documented pretty clearly on Monday and Tuesday how the opt-outs actually really, really work in the Red Sox favor when it comes to finances. I wouldn't say give him an opt-out after 2, 3, 4, whatever he wants. Let's just get the deal done, and they did.
Yeah, but you always have to worry about if you give too much money up front and then you give the early opt-out, they can take all the money, leave, and then you're sitting there holding nothing. That you got to figure out the price ratio of how much to give them, because then you could be hold off in the bag after 2 years, and that's the last thing you need to do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But I don't know. You know, I really didn't care as a Sox fan how it got done. I'm just glad it got done. I mean, we were really getting down to the wire here.
The other thing about it, too, is that I think Dave Dombrowski and company have recognized what is our window with this core. It's not the Red Sox window is closing, but what's their window with this core? It is that 2 to 3 years that Martinez is under contract for. Bradley's got 3 years left. Betts has 2 or 3. Yeah.
You've got Sale,
who's got 2. Bogarts has 2. You can't keep everybody. This core will only be together for that 2 to 3 years. Yeah. So I think it's wise to not. I think it's wise to allow him an out that will free up some money potentially if he leaves, so that you can keep some of those younger guys you want.
Well, imagine what this team is going to look like in 3 years. I mean, we just all as Sox fans just say, oh, Betts would never leave. Bogarts would never leave. They're Red Sox lifers and all that stuff. Chris Sale will figure out a way to stay. But not really. This team may be completely upside down in 3 years.
It's funny you say that, because I mentioned this on Champlain Valley Game Night. Rich, I want your opinion of it. People, I don't think we can judge Dave Dombrowski yet until we see if the Red Sox have won in the next 3 years. I don't think it's right, because as much as I am prospect heavy and I don't like giving up prospects, etc., get the music back.
Yeah, what is okay?
Let me hit the button. My bad.
Yeah, right.
So why? I know. Just I don't want to stop your thought, but why is there music? Is this like the baseball music for
the Fox
segment?
For Fox? We do this every day.
Oh, really?
First time hearing it, Rich.
Yes. I just noticed that you're playing music for this entire segment.
Yes,
we
do this every day for the baseball spring training update.
Okay, anyway,
it peps
on.
Up the listeners. Anyways, so I don't think we can judge Dombrowski and his all the trading of prospects until we see if they've won. But if they don't win and some of these guys leave in free agency and they traded all the prospects, you know what the Red Sox are left looking like? They're left looking like the Detroit Tigers that Dave Dombrowski left behind, a 68-win team with old aging contracts and no prospects to fall back on. That is a dangerous reality to be in. You better win to justify it, because the other side is pretty ugly.
And it's funny, because other than Sandoval, which was not a Dombrowski signing, I've agreed with everything. I love the price thing. Hell, I love the Carl Crawford thing way, way, way back, long before Dombrowski. I just like a guy who goes for it. I really do. I think I speak for a lot of fans. Let's just win in 2018. I don't care. I'm not going to worry about 2019. And you can't think this way and build a winning tradition, I know. But right now, Getting J.D. Martinez, I think, makes a huge difference, and I love the fact that Dombrowski seems to be that guy who always goes for it.
Can't wait for opening day, what, June 15th? Well, wait a minute. NBA and NHL has to finish before I'll start paying attention to baseball.
June 15th is opening day in Centennial Field.
No, yes. June 15th is opening day. That's when basketball and hockey are done. Then I'll turn over the
I mean, think about this. The Kansas City Royals had a ton of prospects, cultivated them all, went for it with a couple of trades, won a World Series. Now everybody's leaving. Everybody's gone, and they're going to be maybe not horrible, but they're not going to be in contention from a World Series standpoint. That rebuild is made more bearable because you won. Detroit went for it, went all in, and lost. And now that rebuild is a lot more painful because you don't have the benefit of having won like Kansas City did. If the Red Sox go for it like this and don't win, the alternative is to what they could look like in 4 or 5 years is ugly.
But the thing is they've got the money to spend, and they always will as long as ownership stays in place. And really, other than David Price, who they're stuck with, and Dustin Pedroia, who they're stuck with, they can still go out and spend money.
No, they don't have a lot of money to spend, do they?
The Sox?
Yeah, the Sox.
They don't care about money, do they?
They want to stay under the luxury tax.
Well, and they don't have a lot of money to go.
No, but I mean, we're not talking about the Royals, as you mentioned here. I mean, they're willing to take some gambles, some of which haven't worked.
It's funny. I had a guy on Twitter going after me, Arnie, saying that I had said that Pedroia's contract was weighing them down. And he said, no, Pedroia's been worth every penny.
Right, then he wouldn't like what I had to say.
Yeah, well, sure. Wait a minute, big picture. That. How long has he been under his current contract?
4 years. He's got 4 years
left. Yeah, he's been healthy for, what, 2.5 of them?
They won't even get 10 cents on the dollar in the next 4 years that guy.
The good thing, I guess, about it, when you talk about money that they owe him, it's only at this point like 4 years and $50 million. It is not on its entirety. A 4 years, $50 million deal isn't that egregious. It's just, you're taking a guy until he's 38 with no power, who eventually won't be able to run and might not have healthy enough knees to play
defense.
And
will throw his teammates under the bus in a heartbeat. Don't forget about that.
The thing on Pedroia and Price's contracts, especially Price, talk to me in 2 years. I'm not giving up on Price. I really have said it 1,000 times, I know. But I think he's having a big year.
I want him gone. You know that. I wanted him gone ever since he went to Martinez and started with his baloney all over again. I want that guy gone.
Unfortunately,
nobody will touch him with a 10-foot pole.
No, but of course not with that deal. I mean, even if the Sox put in half the cost, maybe if they could set up like a Dodgers deal with Gonzalez and Crawford and Beckett. But I don't see that on the horizon.
Yeah, nobody wants to touch that guy. You could get Jake Arrieta and pay him all the money instead of taking the price and the money he's got out there. So anyway, that's the spring training report. What are we going to do, the Mets report? When's that coming up? The Mets
June 15th, opening
day. Wow, what is up with that? I mean, are we going to carry the Mets game this year instead of the Yankees? Come on,
how about
a
Minnesota Twins update?
Let's carry the Mets. Just like on all their home games.
When they're eliminated at the All-Star break.
Yeah, that was so painful last year.
Yeah, but I do feel bad for them. They're much better than their records indicate. They just can't stay – anybody can't stay healthy.
You know who I feel bad for because I like him is Wright. I can't.
Can't stay healthy.
I can't do it anymore. And his contract's not even as arbitrage as Price or Pedroia. This is like – what does he have left on that? Because I don't think it's as much – as everybody made it out to be. So I could be wrong, but I don't think it's...
He's got 3 more years and $47 million with a full no-trade clause.
Well, the $47 million I could live with. Because,
it's Monopoly money.
Yeah, that's nothing. But
it was an 8-year, $138 million.
That I realized. That was a killer.
I just wish 1 year they could keep that team, especially the pitching staff, healthy. Just 1 year and see what happens.
All right. Let's see here. Trevor says, I agree with you, Rich, on Price. Look how well he pitched in the postseason. Oh, please. I mean, is middle reliever? He pitched, what, three times
postseason,
or something
only played, four games?
No, I think there was, like, one game where he filled in, like, 4 innings. And we're like, oh, my goodness, this is great. Remember when we were...
No, but it's funny because he was good out of the bullpen, but that's not what I'm really looking for. I need him to go 200 innings this year.
And it says here, bite your tongue, Rich. Go Mets. That's from Chris.
I just said I'd like to see them do well.
And did I say albatross? Is that what I said, Chris and Virgens?
You said arbitross, not albatross.
Well, close.
It's like arbitration.
Yeah, that's close. You got to hold me for my English now? What the hell's going on?
English is like a third language.
Yes, what the hell's that about? Brady, what do we got coming up next?
Bill Barnwell of ESPN says the Patriots should do this offseason.
All right, that's next. You're in the huddle right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo.
30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
It is Thursday, Arnie. You know what that means.
Thinking I may go down to RJ's right before the game. As we have a 9 o'clock game, I'm thinking about getting a little dinner, nothing too heavy.
Could you do it after the game and celebrate your 10 points?
No, I think I want to do it before the game. Nothing too heavy.
So what are you going to have before you play basketball?
I'll have maybe like some wings, maybe one of the half-price burgers.
Two beers.
Nothing too heavy.
Fried pickles.
Because I know they're going to rely on me today because I got to play defense and score today.
Oh, of course. You're going to do it all. How about some Southwest egg rolls?
Oh, I love those things.
Right before a basketball game.
I'll give you some of those also.
Hey, they're probably delicious because everything at RJ's is delicious. Top 10 wings in New England. Number one in our hearts and our power rankings. Always, Reuben James, Main Street, Burlington.
Westwood One presents this special report on the 2018 PyeongChang Olympic Winter Games, brought to you by Grainger. No matter the job, Grainger's got your back. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Canada won gold in men's curling in each of the last three Olympics. Well, that streak has officially come to an end. Team USA knocked off Canada 5-3 in the semis to advance to the gold medal game for the first time ever. Team captain John Schuster told NBC his imagination could become reality.
It's something I've dreamt about since the time I was a little kid, and at the Olympics is to see that American flag at the top in the middle and hear our national anthem with a gold medal on our neck. So this was the next step for us, but the final step will come in a couple days.
The Americans' best finish ever in men's curling was a bronze medal in 2006. The Russian curler who tested positive for a banned substance has lost his bronze medal in mixed doubles. Bronze now goes to Norway. With this update on the 2018 Olympics, I'm Lance Meadow, Westwood One Sports.
When you run a growing business, you wear a lot of hats. The I ordered it hat, the Mr. Fix-It hat, the it's taken care of because I handled it yesterday hat. My favorite hat? My I received an order from Grainger hat. I look my best in that one. Grainger's got the products I need and gets me them when I need them, no matter what hat I'm wearing that day. You know what? I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're looking to buy a new Honda, come visit Automaster Honda in Shelburne. See why Automaster Honda has been Vermont and upstate New York's number one volume Honda dealer for 45 years. Simply put, Automaster Honda on Shelburne Road is the biggest Honda dealer in the area for a reason. Their customer experience is second to none. They have the largest selection of new Hondas and the lowest prices, along with an award-winning service department. You deserve the best Honda buying experience possible, and you'll find it at Automaster Honda on Shelburne Road, Vermont's number one Honda dealer.
Hi friends, this is Sue from Bluebird Barbecue on Riverside Avenue in Burlington, nationally recognized as the best barbecue in Vermont by Thrillist and the Travel Channel. At Bluebird Barbecue, we're excited to be pouring beautiful craft beers for our guests with a selection of 24 craft beers on draft. Our tap list at Bluebird Barbecue offers some of the region's best Vermont brewers, including Hill Farmstead, Zero Gravity, Fiddlehead, Foley Brothers, and 14 Star, alongside friends from beyond with Allagash, Jack's Abbey, and Main Beer Company. So gather your friends, family, teammates, and coworkers and make a plan to enjoy a night out at Bluebird Barbecue. Dig into our slow-smoked meats and from-scratch sides and wash it all down with an amazing craft beer. And join us on Monday nights for Burger Night with $10 double burgers with your choice of one side all night long. Stay up to date with all of our specials and events by visiting bluebirdbbq.com. And while you're there, you can easily view our restaurant and catering menus, book your table, and order takeout.
Bluebird Barbecue, 317 Riverside Avenue in Burlington.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Jenny had a dream.
a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how GEICO could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
Why does Serena Williams choose Tempur-Pedic sleep?
For 10 years, my Tempur-Pedic has adapted to my weight and shape, relieving pressure points from head to toe. So I sleep deeply, but feel light, and wake up ready to perform.
This President's Day, save up to $600 on select adjustable mattress sets now through March 4th. Give your body pressure-relieving power with the brand-ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. Tempur-Pedic sleep is power. Go to Tempur-Pedic.com for product savings and find your exclusive retailer today.
Want to add personality to a room? Go with Tile. Want to add your personality? Go with Tile from the Home Depot. With mosaics starting at under $5 a square foot, plus thousands of the latest tile trends, colors, and textures, carefully curated, in-store and online. We've done our homework, and yours, with thousands of the latest tile options all in one place. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Lines are now open. Get ready to call in at 802-655-6672. This is The Huddle with Rich, Arnie, and Brady on 101.3 ESPN.
All right, what did I screw up on the Tom Fair Tire text line? You know, sarcasm does not come in through on the text line as much as it does over the radio.
Well, apparently you forgot to take your glasses off while you read this because you didn't.
No, I read it right.
You take your glasses off just to try to read it.
But I read it right. We just both misunderstood it because he said he'd agree with you on price.
Well, it was Trevor from St. Albans who's often right. But he was talking about the David Price big picture, his bad playoff history. We thought he was talking.
He says, I agree with you, Rich, on Price. Look how well he pitched in the postseason. And I thought he was talking about when he came in middle
three
relief.
Three innings.
Yeah, and we were making a big deal about that, going, oh, my goodness, that saved the game. I think it was a game they won.
Right.
So we were raving about that.
No, he
was being sarcastic.
We're talking about the David Price who goes 18-4 with a 2.85 ERA every year and then gets blasted in the playoffs. And that's been his problem and his MO all along. So we're not talking about three innings of a game last year. Trevor's talking about it, the entire big picture.
Right. So,
and
so
he's right.
That up. Yeah, no, he's right about that. He's historically bad when it comes to the playoffs.
Franklin County people are generally right. Just saying.
I didn't know the sarcasm. I couldn't read it in the text, Brady, so I wanted to go ahead and correct that one there. What's going on with the Patriots and Brandon Cooks? Because I know you had that in there. I didn't even know there was something big on him.
No, Bill Barnwell of ESPN did kind of a five-part thing that the Patriots should do, and a number of them are small moves, you know, exercise an option on Malcolm Brown or whatever here. The big one he mentioned was the Patriots should work on extending Brandon Cooks this offseason. He is a free agent after next season, so he's basically saying that the Pats should try to lock up the 24-year-old long-term. They've got him for this year, but should they try to lock him up long-term?
How much money is he going to demand? I mean, is he going to demand Odell Beckham Jr. Money? Because if he is, I'll say don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Now, Barnwell says that he's probably not going to approach Beckham or Mike Evans, who are guys from his draft class who are likely to sign soon. But the five-year, $81 million deal DeAndre Hopkins got.
What did Antonio Brown sign for?
No, we're off. Might be a flood warning.
Can talk.
And that's how I dated a supermodel in Playboy. And I hope you like that story. It was, I hope you guys like that story, because that's how I hooked up with a Playboy supermodel. I hope my wife didn't hear that story. All right, anyway, Antonio Brown.
That might be the most scintillating like minute of radio you've ever had.
That's the best story. I never told that story on the air before.
What you just said.
I never told that story on the air before.
Did we really just lose a minute of our life to be told the water's high in a place called Fort Covington, New York? Do you know
where
that
important.
Is?
It's very important.
It is absolutely out in the middle of nowhere. No offense to the people in Fort Covington, but
just stay inside.
I mean, it's just there's seven people there.
All right, Brady, what did Antonio Brown have? You were looking that up for me.
4 years, $68 million.
That's not as much as I thought it was going to be. You sure about that?
Yes. His contract term, he signed a 4 year, $68 million deal, including a $19 million signing.
Oh,
bonus.
Okay. Well, there you go. So, yeah, I don't think the Patriots are going to be able to come close to that, to be honest with you.
So, Cooks. They said the 5 year, $81 million deal DeAndre Hopkins signed last year should be what Cooks at least kind of references.
Are we ever going to get to the point where Mitchell? Malcolm Mitchell?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he plays so little, I can't even remember his name. Where he becomes a factor in all of this, and maybe you look at him as possibly a guy, if they let Cooks go, who might step up. I mean, he's had his moments, but certainly not recently.
Yeah, I don't think – well, he missed all of last season with injury. I don't think he's a guy who replaces Cooks. Look, I don't think Cooks hit the expectations that I had for him last year, and I had high expectations for him.
I told you.
I did too.
Because when Robert Kraft tells me that he hasn't seen somebody be this good since Randy Moss, I started thinking about Randy Moss level – production. And though he had 1,000 yards and he had, he caught the deep ball well, he had a number of catches, he just didn't give me Randy Moss numbers. But we'll say this, if Gronk retires and if Edelman and Amendola retire soon, you are going to need to change your offense.
Would you make this trade right now? Cooks for Dez Bryant?
No, not in a heartbeat. Not even close.
No, if you're the Patriots, you're saying no?
If I were the Patriots, I would say no.
If I'm the Patriots, I say yes. Dez Bryant is a lot better than you're giving him credit for. You're looking at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah, but do you want him on the roster?
Well, what are you going to start saying he's a cancer? Because I'm really
absolutely
not sure. Wait, what did he do that he was a cancer?
He's screaming at his teammates all the time. And
because Tom Brady doesn't do that.
No. He screamed at his coach.
They both, I mean, look. Bryant has 2 years left on his contract. Cooks has one, but
I mean, even if they both had 2 years left, if we're just talking strictly
okay,
talent,
Bryant's 29,
yeah,
Cooks is 24.
Yeah, that's the big difference there. By the way, did you see the article I sent you? How about that as a guess? I don't think
247 sports.com.
Is that what I got it from? Yeah, it says here, should Patriots go after Doug Martin? Did I not give
you
that?
We talked about that yesterday.
I know that, but I was a day ahead of the game
You know, he's trying to get some credit.
Give me a little credit on that, Brady. What was that, from Zesty Patriots or something like that? That was, but you know, it's kind of an obvious fit. You don't have to be a rocket scientist.
Doug Martin is not very good anymore, so I don't think the Patriots should want him.
The only reason I completely disagree is because he wasn't out for injury last year, or not significant injury. He missed the first four games. The first six games, for suspension.
Right.
So, you know, that's like...
No, first four.
Was it the first four?
Because he missed the last two of the last year.
Okay. Oh, yes, you're right. Okay, that's my... You're right.
Of course
it was six
I'm
eight.
Right.
But that's not bad. That's a guy that's not getting a lot of wear and tear on his body by playing. But, you know, that's just a stopgap there. As for the Dez Bryant thing, I think I'd rather have Dez Bryant than Cooks. That's why I don't want to give Cooks all that money.
And I don't want him near my locker room.
It doesn't even matter. This is an irrelevant argument. All I'm saying is, I would look to lock up Cooks long term. Yeah. I don't want to give him 5 years, 81. No. But it's all about the guaranteed money anyways. But if Gronk is going to retire, if not this year, then soon, and Edelman and Amendola are either going to be gone or retired, if not this year, then soon, you are going to need to change your offense. So I do want a young pass catcher who can be kind of the face of this offense moving forward.
Yeah, that's not going to be Cooks.
I mean, if you've got Brady, say, for, all right, let's say 2 more years, effectively 2 more years, at some point, somebody's going to have to replace him who's going to want to throw the ball deep. I mean, Brady has continued to get away with, you know, throwing to the slot receiver and Gronk over the middle for how many years now? But at some point, it's going to be bombs away in Foxborough when the new guy comes in.
All right, shame on you guys. I'm going to have to cancel last story standing because you've ignored something I wanted to get to all show. I want to congratulate Ernie Duncan. We'll get to that next right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Go Lake and Wingo.
30% of the NBA regular season remains. Will we be talking more about winning or tanking? Plus, who's the front runner for MVP so far? That and more Friday.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10. Only on 101.3 ESPN.
Hi, folks. Steve here at Shure Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. First of all, I would like to thank all of the customers who shopped with us last month. Because of you, our sales were up over 30% versus January 2017. Thank you. For the month of February, the Chevy deals are off the chart. Right now, you can save up to $15,000 on a brand new 2017 Chevy Silverado double cab four-wheel drive. Now, that's a deal. If you're on the market for a new Chevy car, truck, or SUV, you owe it to yourself to come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington, Vermont, or online at shearervt.com. Find out for yourself why thousands of people shop Shearer. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings based on stock number C6434. Must have current GMC lease. See dealer for details.
Save time, save money. We hear you. Drive the best deal home from Shearer. Put the rest in the rear view mirror. Shearer. Shearer.
Lots of great choices. I gotta make a decision, man. This one is described as mild, but then there's this one. Inspired Irish Red. Maybe a Kolsch.
Dude, what dating app is that?
Dating site? No, I'm trying to figure out what I want from Goodwater Brewery.
With 9 beers on tap, 4 available in cans, there's a lot to choose from at Goodwater Brewery in Williston. Fill a growler, grab a keg, check out the tasting room, and ask for Goodwater at your favorite restaurant or bar. Goodwater Brewery on Marshall Avenue in Williston.
It's a place to rest your head after traveling for business or visiting family and friends. It's the place to get yourself organized for that next big meeting to close the deal or take the kids to the indoor pool at the end of the day. But a room at the Hampton Inn is more than that. They want you to feel right at home every time you stay. Their staff goes above and beyond if you're hosting an event in their conference center or just staying the night and passing through town. The Hampton Inn, Lower Mountain View Drive, Colchester.
Order takeout from Junior's Downtown online at juniordowntown.com. A new menu, fresh local ingredients, specialty sandwiches, homemade soups, pizza, pasta, salad, and wings. Order takeout online. juniordowntown.com. Main Street, Burlington.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-653-1188. That's 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
Why does Serena Williams choose Tempur-Pedic sleep?
For 10 years, my Tempur-Pedic has adapted to my weight and shape, relieving pressure points from head to toe. So I sleep deeply, but feel light, and wake up ready to perform.
This President's Day, save up to $600 on select adjustable mattress sets now through March 4th. Give your body pressure-relieving power with the brand-ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. Tempur-Pedic sleep is power. Go to Tempur-Pedic.com for product savings and find your exclusive retailer today.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling.
Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's time for one last piece of news gone untouched throughout the show. Wacky or insightful? It's time for Last Story Standing on the Huddle on 101.3 ESPN.
All right, Rich, first of all, give a shout-out to your new friend, Denise.
It's unbelievable. Is this a small world or what? I was talking about Fort Covington because they stopped our show for a flood warning for the seven people that live there. So I get this text, hey, Rich, I grew up in Fort Covington. She says there are 17 people there, seven.
You stand corrected.
I mean, I've driven through there several times, and it's like there's literally no houses
she
here.
She now lives in Colchester and works in St. Albans. I'll bring Brady, you, and Arnie dinner from Taco Bell. I know Brady's driven to St. Albans specifically for it.
So absolutely. Denise can stop by anytime. If
but
she's
Brady,
got,
you order too much. You eat too much Taco Bell.
If it's she like, brings a T7.
A T7, a T8, and a T9.
If she brings a T7 and a couple of soft tacos and a Doritos Locos taco with a Baja Blast Mountain Dew, then she can come by anytime.
I just want some beef burritos.
And she could talk about old times in Fort Covington.
Give a shout out to Ernie, because he scored his 1,000th point. You guys don't respect that. You're what? Not players. You're not ballers like I am.
That's why.
UVM junior Ernie Duncan scored his 1,000th career point last night. He actually,
Ernie!
He had 18 points, and he's now at 1,003.
Nice. Good for Ernie. When you're a shooter, you respect stuff like that. Brady's not a shooter. He's a chucker. So
that's only one less point than you scored in the game against Trimboli, who had 114. Yeah.
I predict Arnie's going to have six tonight, by the way.
Wow.
I did give
six,
you
what,
the
beers? Yeah.
I gave you the over-under at 5.5.
You
I think you'll
six?
Pass that, but you will not get double digits.
All right. We'll see what happens. Let's go ahead and thank intern Alec.
And Nathan.
Intern Nathan. Well done there. Thanks to Brady. Thanks to Rich. Of course, thanks to everybody who texted in the calls and all that stuff. Champaign Valley game night coming up next right here on 101.3 ESPN.
Sports and sports talk for the Champlain Valley. WCPB, Essex, Burlington, Plattsburgh, 101.3 ESPN.
The Red Sox are in action today in Fort Myers, and they've got two wins over local college teams. They beat Boston University. Actually, not Boston University. Yeah, Boston University, 15-2. They beat Boston College, 4-2. And a Red Sox who probably wears number 88 had a grand slam in that 15-2 win. So the Sox off to a 2-0 start here in the spring. Congratulations, UVM men's basketball team. Another win last night, 23-6. Ernie Duncan with his 1,000th career point. He had 18 points yesterday. Congratulations to Vermont's own Amanda Pelkey, Montpelier native and UVM grad, the leading scorer in the history of the UVM women's hockey program. She helped Team USA capture gold yesterday at the 2018 Olympics. Also, congratulations to Jesse Diggins, who trains at Stratton Mountain Academy. She helped win a tandem gold medal in cross country for the U.S. And also Michaela Schifrin, Burke Mountain Academy project. What, Arnie? Arnie just screams out by Michaela Schifrin, Burke Mountain Academy product. She won silver in the women's combined. On these airwaves tonight, NBA action back in action after the All-Star break. It is the Washington Wizards at the Cleveland Cavaliers. The new-look Cavs, the Celtics, take the floor tomorrow when they take on Detroit. Champlain Valley Game Night is next, 101.3 ESPN, 101.3ESPN.com. We're always streaming, so take us anywhere in the 101.3 ESPN app.
Champlain Valley Game Night on 101.3 ESPN. Presented by the Windjammer Restaurant and Upper Deck Pub. Local, fresh, and Burlington's original steak and